Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. That's who I am. Today is, I think it's Tuesday, really. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year in California. I think we went up to 130 where I live. We went up to 103. Today's a little better. If you care about California or want to know what the forecast is in California, today is supposed to be cooler. I think it's going to be like 95 degrees. I think so. It's going to be hotter than hell. 99 degrees today. 99. Hot. The weather's hotter than I am. I'm just as hot. Just as hot. Wow. All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yesterday we were off. Today we're back. It's going to take a little while to get back into the gist of things. Bear with me. There's a lot of shit that's going on. So, bear with me. I'm just looking at everything we're going to be talking about. Our main subject today is your cash app ripping you off. You know, more and more people are going away from the bank, the financial institution, the FICA, 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 whatever. And they're going to digital wallets. You know what a digital wallet is? Well, maybe people over 50 don't know what a digital wallet is. You know, digital wallets, cash apps. We're going to talk about them. Are they ripping you off? What are you doing? What cash app are you using? And can they wipe out your savings? We're going to talk about that. I did get a lot of requests because we did a thing maybe last week regarding serial killers. Are you a born killer? Do they have a gene? And when you're a baby, are you a born killer? And what would you do if you found out that your baby was a killer? And if we get lucky today, I go through the flow, I'll take you inside mind of a killer. Inside of a mind of a killer. There you go. There you go. Is your Cash App ripping you off? Really important. Really important when I talk about that today and your financial stuff. You know, some of the headlines is 3 money lessons from an infamous scam artist. We're going to hear, you know, about from a scam artist. And then the hardest motherfucking thing they talk to you on a job interview. Some of you guys are going on a job interview. These are the hardest questions. They try to trip you up. It's a mind fuck questions. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to talk about. So if you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to hear your voice. That's the number if you want to promote. We are worldwide. The world is listening. Stitcher is going through some kind of situation. We're on Stitcher. I guess after August 27th, I don't know what today's date is. Oops. Oopsie. Today's the 29th. Hey, better late than ever news. They're going to stop doing programming and blah, blah, blah. But they're switching. I did not know that Sirius FM, I'm hoping I'm getting this right, or Pandora, one of those are the sister station of Stitcher. And I guess maybe we'll be on either Pandora or Sirius FM. I'll keep you posted on that, where you can hear us too, live. So the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. That's the number that gets your voice heard. It's early. I didn't even have my coffee. So I'm going to stall a little bit and have people come in the studio, but I cannot have dead air. But, you know, you ever notice a new thing going on with celebrities now? That when they die, this happened ever since that dude from Full House, his mysterious death, and his family decide not to disclose what really happened to him. Ever since that happened, now celebrities who are dying, they're not really listing their what they died of. That's the first thing I hear is when a celebrity died, I'm thinking, okay, what did you die of? Because I want to stay away from that. What did he die of? So they're not listing their death. And I don't know. You know, this mystery about, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. He's in a hospital. He's out of the hospital. His daughter's saying all this stuff. Come on. My God. I can't even remember his name, the black comedian, and he's annoying to me. Well, when he went into the hospital, he was working on a film, he went into the hospital. I'll probably get his name later. Jamie Foxx. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on with Jamie Foxx. Nobody knows. I mean, the old days we used to know. I mean, everybody could just, you know, all we hear is when celebrities go visit Jamie, they come out and they post everywhere, please pray for Jamie, I'm praying for Jamie. What the fuck does Jamie have? What's going on with Jamie? Nobody's saying shit. And then a daughter will post, Jamie's home, he's well from what? What did he have? I want to stay away from that. What the hell? Who in the fuck knows what's going on with Jamie Foxx? But ever since that dude in Full House, man, that they kept that thing close to their vest, that nobody's talking no more, even with their death. Yeah, true. I mean, if I read about somebody died, I want to know what they died of. I don't care. And it's kind of useless, you know, when somebody dies. And they're going, well, remember when they did this? And this, and then it's like Elvis. He did this with Elvis. And they put the good-looking Elvis instead of the fat, drugged-out addict Elvis. I think, you know, when you die, you got to put up your last who you were. Or you're a fat-ass, drug-addict Elvis. Not the, well, it's like people say, well, we want to remember them that way. No, you got to remember who they were. Because we forget about that. Get the other shit up there. You know what I mean? Get the other shit up there. Get how they were. Drunk. On crystal meth. Get those pictures up there. I'm going to see them. Our main story is your Cash App ripping you off? You know, I get my opinions on that. Digital wallets, man. Digital wallets, man. They're making money. The companies are making money left and right off of you. Off of you. We're going to be talking about that. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the news, because we got to talk about the news. And then we'll go to our main thing. And then the mind of a killer. I wanted to really do this story last week. We always run out of time. I'm hoping we get this because, you know, Goodfellas, Mafia, mob bosses and everything. Just the mind of a killer. What makes a person a killer? And how about the woman who stays with the killer? Married? They're usually married. They have kids. Their kids go to good school. Meanwhile, they're out there killing people. I want to get into that. All right, so you're listening to me. I don't know why you're listening to me, but you're listening to me. It's not too late. Turn the dial. You're listening to me, Brian Hammer Jackson. And again, if you want to come into the studio, it's very easy. Put your finger in that little hole. Oh, we don't do a dial. Remember back in the day when you had to actually dial something, so you put your finger in the little hole? It was kind of sexual, don't you think? You put your finger in the little hole, and then you turn that finger, you know, twist it all around, and then, oh, yes, baby. That's how you dial a phone. 319-527-6099, and we'll be right back with our top stories in the news. All right, tell everybody I'm on. All right, give you time to do it. Do it now. 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 So we're going to get all thug up in this bitch. It's angry stuff that's going around. I didn't want to do the Martin Luther King. I was tired of doing the Martin Luther King. There's nothing more to do the Martin Luther King. There was a racial shooting in Jacksonville, and then a comparative race riots. I'm tired of that bullshit. I'm even tired of talking about motherfucking terrorist Donald Trump. But it's in the news. If it's in the news, I'll talk about it. All right, so we're going to get all thugged out tonight or today. So let's get our thug on and let's get some good radio. We'll be right back.
Yo, Fred Rec, turn this motherfucker up, man, so we can fuck with my eardrums a little bit.
What's up, badass? Where the homies at? Those suckers in the gangster party. What's up, Nate Dog? Nigga, y'all gotta kick rock. Yeah, the suckers gotta get up out of here, cuz. Smash on you, suck, man. All pound gangsters on.
They try to reach me, I know. Others never try cause they know. I know I told you that the game don't wait. I'm so tight that I can wait for the game. I'm just about as tight as tight as me. That's why you never see you fucking with me. Get your chance to bow out gracefully. You're standing face to face with your feet. If you feel me, say nay. The tightest motherfucker in here. All pound gangsta gang. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here. Some things never change. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here.
All pound gangsta gang.
We be the hardest motherfuckers in here.
Bring your bitch ass in, close the door. Now you wanna run and fetch me a hoe. Motherfucker, tell your mama tiptoe. When she passed my dough, corrupt. Got this bitch about to toss this hoe. And when we making nigga shit, always making the killing. I be hearing you bitches, there go the villain. Mad cause your revenue stopped from drug dealing. Mad at me cause I'm making shit, them thugs feeling. Hold my dick, nigga, spit that verse. The hardest motherfucker, nigga, love to toast. It get worse once the bills start to smoke. And this legendary dick start to soak in your throat. My nigga Young Gotti about to pull your coat. Pull your bitch, you motherfuckers never
hit. If you feel me, say nay. Nay. He be the tightest motherfucker in here. All pound gangsta gang. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here. Some things never change. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here.
All pound gangsta gang.
We be the hardest motherfuckers in here.
there. So what you know about this West Coast monopoly? Enough animosity to tear down democracy. Yeah, anarchy, you wanna analyze and copy me. But motherfuck that, stay off my goddamn property. Exhibit, burn a couple ounces of the broccoli. Step into the function, make the crowd bounce properly. Yeah, I know about your little shit talking mockery. Trying to see him push 6 feet of gravel on top of me. And all my plans go to waste, so the next nigga can take my place and try and invade my space. Make my enemy search for God like me. You should avoid catching two to the face, so I can avoid catching the cake. He's just another fucking rat in the race. Why explode and expose to this multi-platinum fan base? Never seen before, kick in the door. Ain't no time to run for them guns, just get on the floor.
If you hear me say name, DB, the tightest motherfucker in here. All found gang to gang. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here. I'm back, never change. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here. All found gang to gang. Be the hardest motherfuckers in here.
Yeah, a penny for your thoughts in an hourglass of time. Round sound beats for the dog pound G. Jump the bolts up in each single switch. Stick something fat up in each single bitch. Bombshell. And for every dick a piece that ain't from the hood, drifting in 5 shells each. Flip busters, no busters allowed. No punk motherfuckers allowed. Loosen the crowd. Dog pound, say it loud. Scream it at the top of your lungs. Tell these niggas where we from. Say corrupt. Nigga, the hardest motherfucker in here. I like Hennessy and beer, Remy, gin and juice, tequila and grapefruit, chocolate tie, indica sticks and a thick bitch. Yeah, down and out, nah, I'm up and in. Down at the doghouse with Dre Cube and Ren.
If you hear me say name, EB, the tightest motherfucker in here. All found gang to gang. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here. Some things never change. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here. All found gang to gang. We be the hardest motherfuckers in here.
Yeah, start you off in the morning right. Look at that. Hey, that'll wake your ass up. Yeah, some of you guys just lock your doors right now. There you go. Be the hottest motherfuckers in here. All right, let's get to the news, and then we'll get to our main story. Is your Cash App ripping you off? Just ripping you off. That's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. But first, we'll go to the news. Let's see if we can get to the news right now. Get that out of the way, because Usually when I'm off for a while, it's like we need to catch up. And a lot of you people don't even catch up. You just stay on the internet. You don't even listen to the news anymore. Well, I'm going to give you the news because that's what I do. All right, everybody. We're going to listen to the news. It's the news. Yeah. It is the news. Or we can go with this theme. Which one's better? Yeah. This is your news for the news. For the news around the nation. News around the U.S. of A. It's the news that you probably cannot hear. And now, here's Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here we go. You know, here we go. Racism in Florida, man. Racism in Florida. I mean, come on, man. Racism always been in Florida. Is that news? Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this because that's what we do. That's what we do. We do it well. Racism in Florida. And then we're going to talk about the Florida governor offers to boost security at the HBCU. And who's the Florida governor? DeSantis. That's who the motherfucker is. And 10 million people under hurricane watch in Florida. Wow. But first, let's get some details of some racism. We always have to start the day off with some good old racism. That's it. Here we go.
And now to that racially motivated shooting, mass shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. New surveillance video shows the moment police enter the Dollar General store where they say a self-proclaimed white supremacist killed three black people. Now it's...
What is your thinking? I'm a white supremacist, so let's go where black people are. So we're at the store, so we're going to go to the dollar store. Has to be some niggas up in there. There has to be. There has to be. So that's what happened. White supremacist going around and he's hunting for some niggas. Here we go.
Self-proclaimed white supremacist killed three black people. Now a security guard at nearby Edward Waters University is speaking out after he says he stopped the gunman from getting on campus. Alex Frechet joins me now from Jacksonville, Florida with more on this. Alex, what more are you learning about how this all went down?
Yeah. Well, Diane, we got two new big pieces of information yesterday. You mentioned that security footage showing officers walking into this Dollar General as that gunman was carrying out this heinous act. They hear a gunshot, and you can see these officers react by taking cover. But the other piece of information that we got yesterday was these 911 tapes that this shooter's father made to the Clay County Sheriff. Now, remember, during this heinous act, that suspect had called his or texted his father saying to check the home computer, and it's then that father discovered a last will and testament and other writings that alarmed him, and he called the local authorities in Clay County. But in that 911 call that we got a hold of, we hear this father talking to the dispatcher saying that his son had suicidal thoughts in the past, that he was getting psychiatric treatment, but in recent moments he had stopped taking his medication. And so it kind of gives us a little more insight as to what the family believes what was going on with this individual.
And Alex, police now say that the suspect first stopped at a neighborhood Family Dollar before the attack at the Dollar General. Any explanation for that, and what else are you hearing about the timeline?
Well, Diane, so what we're hearing is that Family Dollar that this shooter stopped at was potentially another target. There was a security guard in the parking lot, and the sheriff's office here believes that may have discouraged this shooter from carrying out that act at that Family Dollar. He then made his way to Edward Waters University, that's that HBCU, the historically black college, which is just down the way, where he was spotted around about quarter till one by students who saw him putting on a tactical vest and blue latex gloves and a covering over his face in the parking lot. They alerted campus security. That campus security guard dropped.
If you're going to put on some latex, make sure it covers your dick. If it's not covering your dick, then there's something seriously wrong going on here. Tell me about it, Alex.
Driving over, and that's when we see the suspect caught on surveillance hopping a curb and peeling out of there, the security officer tailing him, getting that license plate. But shortly thereafter, about 20 minutes after, when he made his way to this Dollar General and carried out that heinous act.
Incredible. And Alex, that university security guard who says he kept the gunman from getting on campus is also sharing his story now and crediting those students with helping him.
Book.
What more are you hearing from the community, the reaction not only to this shooting happening, but now hearing these pieces of the timeline come out?
You're hearing people say that motherfucker died long ago. What are you hearing in the community? Fuck that shit. Let's go after that motherfucker. That white supremacist came in the neighborhood. That's what you're hearing. Fuck him. I'm going to get out of my car, get my roll my six, and it will put a bullet in his head. That's what you're hearing. And then get that motherfucker. Back to you, Alex.
That university, the president of the university, Dr. Faison, has said that he has no doubt that if those students hadn't said something about what they had seen and had that campus security officer not acted, that Edward Waters very well could have been a target here. It's the oldest historically black college in the state of Florida, and so there's a lot of significance there. It's also not the first time that they've dealt with racial threats, really in the last year or so. But One of the things that we're hearing from community members and also, you know, families of some of these victims, I mean, I got a chance to speak with the daughter of Angela Carr, who says that, you know, her mother, just 52 years old, is a God-fearing woman who really just didn't deserve this. And they have a big family. And one of the things that really just breaks her apart is the fact that her mom died alone. She was the first one killed in this rampage, that shooter firing 11 times into her Kia outside of this Dollar General. That that daughter, Ashley, also knew the 19-year-old who was killed. And it talked about, like, I mean, these are folks that didn't deserve this. They were good folks, members of this community, folks that were known, and they're just heartbroken.
All right, Alex Preche in Jacksonville, heartbroken indeed. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex, for spreading that bad news to us.
I walk along,
you know,
the city streets you used to walk along.
You know, let me tell you something. I just had the beautiful lady texting me. I can't get my eyes off of her. It's hard to concentrate. Just a beautiful lady. A sexy, sexy lady. Canadian bacon lady. I get... going back to it, you know, this is, now some bullshit. Every winter we got to deal with this bullshit. I call bullshit. We got to deal with bullshit. We got to deal with the bullshit. So now they're talking about COVID-19 coming back, and in California they're talking about masks being mandated. So we got to start wearing our mask again because the numbers are going up. And, you know, if they start this in California, they may be starting it somewhere else. But I'm going to give you some knowledge here. So there's some COVID bullshit. Bullshit. And we're going to have to start covering our faces again. We're going to start wearing our mask. You don't believe me? Here's the story. Here you go.
CDC shows COVID hospitalizations are up almost 19%, but still about two times lower than this time last year. Meanwhile, the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending flu vaccines for all children 6 months and older. ABC's medical contributor and emergency physician, Dr. Darian Sutton, is joining me now for more on this. So, Dr. Sutton, when is the best time for parents to take their kids for flu shots?
Right now. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is the largest association of pediatricians that helped to create the standards of guidelines, have re-upped that recommendation for children over the age of 6 months to get their flu shots. And the time is right now. Typically, the flu season, although it varies every year, starts around October and then peaks in December around the holidays. And so you want to prepare for that. And especially since we've seen a decreased rate in participation in the last year, we want to make sure they get kids up to date.
And what can you expect afterward? Because sometimes you hear from parents, oh, the shot. The vaccine made my kid sick.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the mechanism there and what parents can prepare for.
So there is some science to that. When you get that vaccination, your inflammatory response goes up, and so children can often feel muscle aches, fatigue, and also sometimes have a fever. And that is common, but those are usually self-resolving. They go away by themselves, as opposed to the flu, which sends up to 20,000 children under the age of 5 to the hospital each and every year and has its own complications of pneumonia, ear infections, and even worse for children who have neurologic developmental delay or dysfunction.
So your kid getting these symptoms after the flu shot doesn't mean the shot gave your kids the flu.
Exactly. Also for adults. Many adults come in and they believe the same. Although you can get the flu or COVID after a vaccination,
yes,
it typically is less common and more likely a reaction to the vaccination itself.
Yeah.
Now, what's the latest guidance about kids getting an updated COVID booster?
So that is also, technically we're waiting to see. Right now, the updated COVID booster is likely to be available mid-September, but we have not seen official guidelines. And the recommendation is that if you have yet to be updated and you're low risk, you probably should wait until we have new guidelines, which will likely come around September.
And any tips on how to tell the difference between whether your kid has the flu, COVID, RSV, or allergies? Because I know as we head into fall, mine are going to be little snot buckets the whole time.
And sometimes it seems like, as we were discussing during the break, they're always sick, and it probably is a combination of the three different viruses. Unfortunately, there is no easy way to tell. When your child is symptomatic, or if we're symptomatic, that's when you want to make sure that you're washing your hands, cleaning high-touch surfaces, grabbing that mask, and then when they're feeling better, getting them updated on their vaccine.
And how do you know when it's time to go to the doctor or maybe even go to the ER?
So I like to look at respiratory distress. When we talk about COVID, flu, RSV, is your child having nostril flaring? Are they belly breathing, or is their belly moving in and out when they're taking deep breaths? Or are they difficult to rouse, or are they changing colors? Obviously, those are all different metrics that we use to assess whether or not someone is very...
So there you go. If your kid is not breathing and he's changing colors, that may be a sign that you need to take your kid to the doctor. You know, that's it. If you have a kid that come to you and he's purple, it may be a sign that that kid needs to go to a doctor. Now, stop it already. You know, those little bastards running around loose, and they're going to school, and they're bringing that shit home to you. And now that you're an older person and you catch a cold, it turns into pneumonia, and next thing you know, we're burying your dumb ass. And should you vaccinate the kid? I don't know. Why? You know, I'm not a vaccinating, even though I got vaccinated four times. Kids, I think you need to build the immune system. I'm no medical physician, but I did practice on the internet. And so what my theory is, if your kid is have a cold, keep that little bastard home. These loving little bastards should not be in the street, should not go to school. But the fact of it is that you're going to have a kid that comes home with a cold. And shut up with the hand washing. If you ever had a kid, you cannot wash his hands enough. You wash the kid's hand within 5 seconds, the kid's in the dirt. It's just how the kids are. They're dirty little bastards. So here's Dr. Sutton, and he has something more. He has more to say.
Be acute or just needs a little bit of help. But if you have any concern, it is always appropriate to talk to a provider.
All right. ABC News medical contributor, emergency physician, Dr. Darian Sutton. Thank you.
Of course.
Darian, change your name, you little bastard. Sounds so gay. Darian. Who names a guy Darian? Should have been a ballet dancer. Oh, boy. That's it. Good. I got a little text going on here with a little hot honey. You know what I'm saying? Right during the show. I'll go there and get COVID because she's a nurse and she can fix it. She can make it all better. Yeah. So I have to get sick to see this woman. She's a professional. Let's see what else we have. Here we go. We have a video of 911 call. It's a racially motivated thing about the shooter. And he went to the dollar store, and he's hunting niggas. They're there. They got that discount. So, I was happy when I heard it that I didn't hear the call or I didn't hear his manifesto or whatever, but apparently he didn't. Here's the 911 call about the dude in Florida at the dollar store shooting.
Deadly racially motivated mass shooting in Florida. New surveillance video has been released, and we're hearing from the hero school security guard who diverted the gunman off campus. Alex Prochet is live in Jacksonville this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Rebecca. Yes, police say that hate marched into this Dollar General and killed three people just because they were black. And this morning, authorities piecing together more about what led that gunman here.
Oh, there's Alex again.
Overnight, investigators releasing new surveillance video capturing the moment police entered this Dollar General where a self-proclaimed white supremacist opened fire, killing three black...
You know it's an important story because you got that guy with the deep voice, the news voice, going in. It's very serious. Listen to the tone of this guy's voice. And look what this white supremacist did. Back to you, Alex.
With no regard.
So you notice the reaction. A gunshot rang out. They were taking cover. That's when we believe the suspect took his own life.
During Saturday's shooting, the gunman's father contacting the Clay County Sheriff's Office worried after discovering a troubling trove of writings left behind by the suspect at home. ABC News obtaining that 911 call.
Has he done anything like this before, or has he said anything like this before?
When he was 15, he left a note.
Uh-huh.
A suicide note, and got on his bike and was headed downtown to jump off a building.
Okay.
You all responded to that.
Uh-huh. Just before the shooting, the suspect stopped at Edward Waters University, a nearby historically black college. He was seen putting on a tactical vest and blue latex gloves, students reporting him to campus security.
It was the act of the students that came forth as to why I was able to do what I did today. I'm no hero.
You are a hero. That's Security Officer, Campus Officer Bailey. You can tell by the bass of his voice that he's black. Now, he said it was the students who alerted his black ass that there might be something going on. And he acted. He ain't no hero. He's a humble man with a humble salary, with a humble job at a black college. To me, he's my hero. Talk to me, Bailey.
As that officer moved in, the suspect hopped the curb and sped away, Lieutenant Antonio Bailey tailing until he could read the...
That's right. That's right. Because that white supremacist is not interested in killing no niggas with a gun. He's not interested in killing no niggas on the trigger. He's not. He's going to kill some innocent people. That's what he's going to do. Now, he wrote a suicide note at 15. He should have killed himself at 15. But he didn't, a little coward. So, yeah, he saw a black man with a gun, and he hightailed it out of there. So what is the moral of this story? You figure it out. I say this. You want to cut down on campus shooting for the kids? Arm the black kids. Arm the black kids in school. It'll cut down on that shit. Let's get back to the story.
I was not able to see a weapon at that time.
Minutes later, the suspect, armed with an AR-15-style rifle and a handgun, arrives to the Dollar General, opening fire and taking the lives of store employee Anault Joseph Laguerre Jr., Gerald Gallion, and Angela Carr.
She was alone. She died alone. And I don't care what we ever been through. My mom. My mom was gone.
Now, officers say that shooter Saturday first stopped at a Family Dollar. They believe it could have been a possible target, but this shooting has shaken this community. Residents telling me that just like with the Buffalo Tops shooting, that this is a food desert, and there are many people here who depended on this Dollar General to buy necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Gio?
It is all so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, thank you for your reporting.
Alex got all the bad news. Don't you give the bad news to Alex? I don't know why they're not giving no good news to Alex. It must be a racial thing. If we want some bad news, where's Alex? And have you ever seen Alex in your neighborhood? Get the fuck out. You know he has some bad news. You know, Amazon is acting a fool. And Amazon has a test. They're raising amounts to get free shipping on orders. They're going to try to do this backdoor bullshit. I didn't know this was going on. I don't know the full story of this bullshit, but like Amazon is not making enough money. There's a lot of great things you get on Amazon. You get like adult toys, you know, for the women's out there who don't have the men's, or there's women out there that says, I don't need no men's. I can take care of this shit myself. I got the best of a man, and that's just his penis. You don't need the rest of the man. You can do the rest of yourself. But here's a story about Amazon. I'm just saying that's one product on Amazon that you might want to check out, ladies. So here we go. This is Amazon. What's going on with that?
It's raising its free shipping minimum for some customers. Amazon, the company, is raising its free shipping minimum for some customers. And Trevor Ault has the details. So they're just pushing it up, right?
A little bit, and only for some people. We know everybody's ears perk up when we talk about Amazon free shipping. So what Amazon says is it is testing out this higher threshold for free shipping. Now the minimum is $35, up from $25, so
wow.
Just a $10 difference. But that is a 40% increase for shoppers who want to qualify. This does only apply to people who do not have Amazon Prime, which, as we know, costs about $15 a month, $139 a year. Amazon does have a history of tinkering with their requirements for free shipping. This is not the highest it's ever been. At one point, the threshold was actually $49. They cut it back to $25 in 2017 to compete with Walmart's online expansion. And this new change isn't necessarily permanent. In some spots, like Seattle, it's still $25. Amazon says they're testing it out. They're going to keep evaluating it. Of course, that does also mean this could eventually go even higher. $35.
So get your map and your credit card out and figure it out.
No, never put it away. Just leave it out.
Trevor, thank you.
All right.
That was Trevor, everybody. There's a lot of stuff in the news. Trump in the news, the last one. Trump's facing federal election interference trial set for March. Trump. I don't know what to say about Trump. Oh, man. You got to give him credit, though. He's the only criminal that escaped justice for a long period of time just because he has a job. Well, you can't prosecute me. I'm a sitting president. I mean, I would like to have that in the hood. I mean, well, you can't prosecute me because I work at Louisiana Fried Chicken in the hood, and I need to make my runs. And those chickens are left in those cages, and I gotta space them out so they don't do that. So maybe when I get on my break or if I have a vacation, we'll talk. But here he is, dumb fuck Donald Trump, man. Doofuses. Let's hear the story.
4th as the start date for the tonight a federal judge has now set March 4th as the start date for the federal trial on January 6th and election interference charges. ABC senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky now.
Tonight, a federal judge in Washington setting a date for Donald Trump's trial on charges he tried to overturn the 2020 election, March 4th, just one day before Super Tuesday, smack in the middle of the presidential campaign. Special counsel Jack Smith in court for the decision. The former president had asked to push this trial off more than 2 years to April 2026. His lawyers arguing any sooner would amount to a show trial and a miscarriage of justice. In a heated hearing, they pointed to reams of documents to review and the pressures of the campaign. Judge Tanya Chutkan ordering Trump's lawyers to take the temperature down. Prosecutors argued Trump's own behavior on a near daily basis, including his posts on social media, requires a speedy trial, saying he has publicly disparaged witnesses, he has attacked the integrity of the courts, the citizens of the District of Columbia, who make up our jury pool, and this potentially prejudices the jury pool. The judge seeming to agree, saying Mr. Trump, like any defendant, will have to make the trial date work regardless of his schedule. There is a societal interest to a speedy trial. At the same time in Georgia, another key hearing underway. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis charging Trump and 18 others with conspiring to overturn the election in that state.
How are you feeling today, Mr. Meadows?
Today, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows asking a judge to move his case to federal court where he thinks he can get a more sympathetic jury. Meadows, who has been largely silent for months, taking the stand for more than 3 hours, insisting, I don't know that I did anything that was outside the scope of my role as Chief of Staff, including arranging that phone call where Trump pressured Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Mr. President, everybody is on the line, and just so, this is Mark Meadows, the Chief of Staff.
On that call, Trump pushing Raffensperger to find the votes he needed.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
Meadows testifying that everything he did was in his capacity as a top White House aide. I saw it as part of my role, he said. The president gave clear direction to deal with it. But prosecutors pushing him. How come he was the only White House official on that call? Why were none of the White House lawyers involved? And late today, Raffensperger himself taking the stand, saying flat out, I thought that it was a campaign call. Court just ended here, David, with no immediate ruling from the judge. Meadows is hoping for an answer before he and Trump and the other defendants need to return here for arraignments. Today, the judge set those for September 6th, when it's expected cameras will be allowed. David?
Aaron Petersky tonight. Aaron, thank you.
Yeah, Aaron, thank you. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I know I'm a humble man. I'm a very humble man. I'm humble. I'm even too humble to say I'm humble. That's how humble man I am. Just a humble man. Just a humble man. We'll talk about Trump in a couple of minutes. I haven't seen this story. Victims and families of a New York City nightclub drugging. What? What the hell is going on here? There's people going to a nightclub and they're getting drugged. What is this, back in the 80s again? I hear that story then more in Trump. Trump is back on Twitter now. I guess he needs to talk his piece. And I said this on his show, and I said it over and over again. But wait, I want to hear the story about New York. What the fuck is going on in New York? Some people want to go to New York.
I remember sitting in the bar, and then I remember sitting in the bar and then waking up in a hotel lobby.
They were able to get into my phone. The financial total was around $20,000.
Wow.
That they stole from me.
People who were out just trying to have a good time in New York City nightclubs were waking up confused and in strange places.
She was out with friends, and I don't know if he followed her when she split from the friends or happened right outside of her apartment building.
They'd find themselves in cold back seats or on cold floors.
John had just gone out to a club, had been robbed, someone took his phone and his car.
Or they weren't waking up at all. And at the time, it wasn't clear why.
No one's heard from him. You know, I asked my mom if she heard from him. And, you know, she was kind of worried, too.
This is where John's body was found and where John was staying while he was here in New York.
Family from across the country were having to fly into the big city to take home the bodies of their dead children.
All we knew was that he was dead, and that was it.
Katie didn't want to die. Katie loved life. She had goals. She had aspirations.
The dangers of a hot night out and criminals putting drugs in drinks are well known, and not just in the bars of New York. But the series of New York druggings that started about 2 years ago were a mystery. At first, police believed the victims were people who were overdosing on recreational drugs.
I was approached by two gentlemen under the guise of flirting with me and wanting to come home with me from the bar.
Brian Luke says he doesn't hide the fact that he took two men home to have sex this night in December of 2021. They're seen here on this security camera, walking into his apartment building together. He believes they gave him drugs meant to knock him out and then used his own face to unlock his phone. And he says he's thankful because in his case, he woke up.
My memory from that point is pretty fuzzy. They were able to get into my phone, my bank account, my Venmo, all of the financial apps that are on my phone.
It would take authorities several months to discover that they might have a ring or two of dangerous criminals running the streets.
Detectives investigated 17 similar incidents occurring between September 19, 2021 and August 28, 2022.
People in the queer community were marching, accusing New York police of not taking the cases seriously because most of the victims were gay men.
I think that people get targeted just because they're an opportunity to get robbed.
Police were telling them that the victims weren't just gay. And what police didn't say at first is that there was a group of thieves who they were trying to find.
While the many members or many victims in this case are part of the LGBTQIA+ community, the motive was robbery. The motive was for monetary gain.
Then seven people died between April and December of last year.
Had you heard anything about these drugging deaths at the nightclubs in New York City before this point?
No.
We hadn't. I don't know if Katie had.
It was something completely foreign to you.
Yeah. Shocking. Well, it just shattered my life. I mean.
One of them was 36-year-old Katie Gallagher, who was not gay. She was an up-and-coming fashion designer, who police now say was drugged outside her apartment in what they say was an attempted robbery.
She was artistic.
Athletic.
Athletic.
Unloving.
Her father is a retired high school history teacher, and her mother, a retired nurse, who live in this suburban Pennsylvania neighborhood.
That's her.
That's her.
Yeah.
She's on the cover.
The magazine photos they keep of the clothing she designed for famous names they barely know mean a lot more to them now.
This is the spring dress. So Lady Gaga saw this dress.
She tried it on.
Over the years, their daughter would show her dresses at the world-famous New York Fashion Week. But they say on the night she died, she was still having trouble paying her rent and had little to steal.
So Katie looked like she was doing okay.
But she was trying to make it still.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
She was.
Yeah. And well, I'd always
she
tell
wouldn't
her,
give it up.
Someday your ship will come in. Who knows? You know, it might be just a little design that you have that might just take off.
You knew from
right
the beginning that there's
right.
no way that your daughter had done this to herself.
Exactly.
When I heard the overdose thing, all these things went through my mind, like, is there something I don't know about my daughter, you know, and how could this be true? And
at first, authorities were telling the family of 25-year-old Julio Ramirez that he also died the same way.
Were they telling you it was an overdose?
It was an accidental
overdose, and that it was hard to prove that someone did this to him.
And did you believe that?
No, absolutely not. I knew for a fact that, you know, someone did this to him.
The young social worker lost his life in the back of a cab after he was seen leaving this bar with three men. His older brother, Carlos Ramirez, said it took nearly a year to get the toxicology report, and it confirmed what he knew in his heart, that this was a homicide. His brother's bank accounts were drained 3 days after he died, and police found multiple drugs, including fentanyl, in his system.
Yeah, that was hard, you know, just to hear that all that was in his body and was given to him.
But it was the death of 33-year-old John Umberger that's now leading to real answers. And it's largely because his mother from outside Atlanta has loudly refused to believe that her son died of an overdose after a night on the town.
We do not want John's death in any way to be in vain.
We went with her on one of her many trips to New York with family and friends, where she's putting pressure on authorities to dig deeper.
We have to keep showing up and to keep saying this is not right. I also believe there are countless cases of victims who were too embarrassed, ashamed to come forward. And then I would urge them, please come forward.
Police found her son dead in this New York apartment after he was seen leaving this bar with at least two men on a Saturday night. He, too, had fentanyl in his system. But this time, investigators tracked an SUV, a red Dodge Durango like this one, seen outside the apartment, that led them to one of the alleged killers. And police say that the big break was two cell phone videos.
They recorded the video of my child, my son John, dying. And not only do they record it, and they do nothing, but they snicker in the background.
Obviously difficult to process.
Yes, that is very difficult.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Today we are announcing a final apprehension has been made in a long-term investigation into several crimes.
So far, at least five men are facing charges. 35-year-old Jaquan Hamilton, 30-year-old Jacob Barrasso, and 34-year-old Robert DeMaio are facing a list of murder, robbery, and assault charges for the deaths of Julio Ramirez, John Umberger, and at least 17 druggings in the New York City area.
We ultimately cracked this case with the Durango, ties it to DeMaio, which the cell phone, and then we get the video.
The victim is seen on the bed, apparently unconscious, in the same pose he was later found deceased.
All three are pleading not guilty. A lawyer for Barrasso, the youngest, says he has always maintained his innocence in this case. Police have also arrested these two men, 34-year-old Kenwood Allen and 36-year-old Sean Shirley, who are accused in 26 robberies where five people died, and one of them was Katie Gallagher.
Wow. That's the tricky point in overdoses.
Yeah.
I have to prove that I gave you this drug with the intent to rob you. We arrested people numerous times on the grand larcenies and the robberies. They just got right back out. It wasn't until we were able to charge them with the homicides, too, with the robbers, that we were able to keep them in jail.
We were with Linda Clary on her way to court when one of the men accused in her son's killing was formally charged.
Seeing a face, I have prayed for this man and will continue to do so.
In court, she joined the family of Julio Ramirez. The judge kept the men in jail.
It was important for me to be there for the arraignment, as difficult as it was to see the man who killed my son. And I have committed, for the sake of my own soul, to be able to forgive him.
Each of these families say they'd like to ask young people to try and take much better care of themselves when they're out at night.
You know, we can't bring our children back this side of heaven, but we can make a difference and make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else.
And that's what you really want to do now?
Yes.
How do you feel about these people who are now charged?
I should maybe forgive, and I should have some goodness, and, like, I shouldn't have that in my heart. And maybe I'll get there, but as of now, I'm not there yet.
If I don't forgive, then I'm only putting that rock in my own soul, and I would rather throw that rock back out to that guy. That's my opinion. That Dev has a different opinion on that.
I can't forgive right now.
Maybe in time, but I even told the priest that. I'm sorry, but I just can't do it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Our daughter, her whole future, our future with her. How do you forgive that?
Lady's my hero. Damn, that's tough, man. That is really tough. I'm going to say good morning to our super morning crew, the wonderful Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Hi.
Hello, Patty.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing?
You like, good. You like my soft voice? Hello, Pat.
Yes, it's different.
It's different.
How was the rain down there? Did you get affected?
We didn't have any, no rain.
No, that's rain.
In Florida. That's in Florida now. The storm's going to Florida.
I saw it was in Los Angeles.
Really? I missed, no, that was last week or 2 weeks ago. That was,
okay.
We had that, we got the Hillary thing about 2 weeks ago. Patty, today we're going to talk about Cash App ripping you off. Now, Pat, you have a good business. You have a business and is reading, tarot card reading, mm-hmm. among other things that you have. I don't know, you use a Cash App. Are you using a Cash App for your business since most of it is online?
No, actually, it's just pay me online like through email, right?
Oh, okay, that's better. There's a lot of
bank.
Yeah, there's a lot of people using their Cash App, and we're going to talk about that as they're ripping you off. And then we're going to talk about do you have a heart of a serial killer? Pat does. If you don't pay Pat on time, she would get her entities on your ass. Those ghosts will haunt you till you have a heart attack. We're going to talk about that. That's coming up. I just have to do one minor thing, and... we got to talk about this buffoon. This buffoon. Yeah. I said
Which
it before.
Which buffoon
I said
are we talking about?
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Oh, that one.
That idiot, yeah. And I said this before, and I said many a times, this guy hates the United States of America. He hates our government. He hates our nation. He hates the USA. He wants to make the USA how he sees it. That's why he wants to make it great again, because he wants to mold the USA and how he feels about the USA. And so I can't say it anymore. I'll say it in his words. So apparently this buffoon, this clown, this idiot, this dotard, shit for brains. Is there anything else to add about? No. So he had to go to the court. And he was telling the people in the court that, hey, you know what? I'm running for president of the United States. I don't have time for this shit. Let's put this trial 2 years from now, saying to the judge. Donald Trump found out that what most black men found out in life, you don't mess with black women. And I'm not saying that racially. I'm not saying it. A lot of us was raised by our mamas, and Mom, she was too tired. She would throw shit at you. Knives. Spoons. That's why we always have plastic stuff in our house. Well, Donald Trump is going up against a black woman who's educated, who's stern, who respects the law, respects the Constitution, and basically said, you're not pulling this shit with my court. Coming in here asking for 2 years before you go to, because you are running for president of the United States. She just said, you know what, there are people with jobs, and they still got to go to court. You don't get excused for that bullshit. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to postpone you for a little bit because you're running for president of the United States. You're not the president, but you're running. And so all these criminal things you have done, we're going to postpone that. Bullshit. So Donald Trump comes up against this black woman, sister and judge, and says, you know what? I'm going to give you 9 months. get your shit together, bring your stupid ass to court, and we're going to set a trial date, you know, in March. Donald Trump got pissed off. Because, see, this deranged, you know, they come in here, and I say they come in here, and we're talking about the Trumpers, and they will excuse his behavior. Doesn't matter what he did. Even Donald Trump said one time that he could go on Fifth Avenue and shoot someone, and he wouldn't lose a vote. Because he knows that there are dumbasses out there. He's getting the dumbass vote. So Donald Trump saying, what? You're not going to hold my court date until 3 years after the election is over so I can pardon everybody and I can pardon myself? Bullshit. And the judge says, we're not putting up with your shit, dumb fuck boy. She didn't say dumb fuck boy, but, you know, what the hell. I think in her head there's some motherfuckers going on. Motherfucker? She didn't say that either, but I'm sure. So Donnie boy decided that he didn't like that. So he goes on Twitter. And he made this statement. And Patty Cakes, oh, by the way, Pat's Bakery called Patty Cakes. She'll be selling online soon. Get some patty cakes.
Really?
Tasty. Tasty and good. Put a little dragon blood in there for taste. Yummy.
Dragon blood for taste?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
yummy. So here's what Donald Trump, he got pissed off. He got all butthurt. And these are his words. And I told you that this guy hates America. He hates everybody in America. He hates America. He hates our government. He hates our institution. He hates our vote. He hates people in America. He loves Putin. He loves Russia. He hates America. And here's what he wrote. Deranged Jack Smith, that's the special prosecutor, by the way, and his team of thugs, so now he's calling the special prosecutor deranged because he's coming after Donald Trump. This guy is well known to have the ultimate respect in law and took down criminals and racketeering people. I mean, this guy's great. But since he's going after Donald Trump, he says, deranged kid. No, thank you, baby. That's my lovely daughter. She's asking me for coffee. She loves her papa. She wants to get her papa some coffee with no sugar in it. Yeah, my daughter's good. My daughter knows that papa don't like coffee, but she offers so she doesn't have to make it. But she offers.
You don't have a daughter, honey.
I do. I have two kids. The third one, we're still waiting on the DNA. I'm not quite sure about him. I got two kids. Yeah, two kids.
Get out.
Here we go. I do. Okay, here we go. So here's Donald Trump. Deranged Jack Smith and his team of thugs who were caught going to the White House just prior to indicting the 45th president of the United States. An absolute no-no. So Trump is saying, you can't indict me. I am the president. That's an absolute, in his words, that's an absolute no-no. No matter what I do, I do a coup, I can shoot people on Fifth Avenue. No matter what I do, you cannot indict me. But they're indicting me, which is an absolute no-no. You know, they talk about Biden being kind of crazy or maybe, you know, losing his mind. I don't know who's more dangerous. I can see Biden doing no harm. But and remember, Trump is only 3 years younger than Biden. Trump is a deranged maniac. In his head, America is not great and only he can save America. That's more dangerous than Biden because Trump actually believes his bullshit. And he wrote this. He says, they have been working on this witch hunt. Yeah, it's a witch hunt. And guess what? They caught the witch. And the witch's name is Donald Trump. They've been hunting that witch for a long-ass time, and they caught the witch. They said it's a witch hunt for almost 3 years, and they finally caught the witch. I say burn the witch at the stake. What fool has a hotel called Trump, and he has a gold throne that he sits in the middle of his living room? This guy is a danger to society. Donald Trump is a danger to society because Donald Trump wants to conform the United States' most powerful country in the world into his idea what the United States should be. Because he hates our government. He says our elections are rigged. He wants to tear down the FBI. He wants to get rid of the IRS. This guy was telling secrets to Putin's guy at the White House and laughing at Comey. This is the guy, this idiot, this traitor of America, of the American people, says, you know, and what guy, you know, you got to give him credit, who could be arrested 4 times and still say, I'm going to run for president, and you got people voting for his dumbass. Only in America. You get a black guy a ticket for jaywalking, and he got a felony. He can't even get a job at Walmart. Trump goes on this witch hunt for almost 3 years, but decided to bring it smack in the middle of the Crooked Joe Biden's political opponent's campaign. Crooked Joe, is that all you got? Wasn't it Crooked Hillary at one time? Wasn't it Crooked this? How about Crooked Donald Jr.? Or Cocaine Donald Jr.? Like Cocaine Bear? Like Cocaine Donald Jr.? Or how about the whore that you put the first lady on us, that she's a little fucking whore, and that you want us to buy that she's a first lady, and the first thing she did was dig up Jacqueline Kennedy's rosebud trees. Or she has Christmas time and painted all the trees red. So Donald Trump and his whore, Melania, that he has to pay to even go, she doesn't even live with the dude. She lives on the other side. Donald Trump has to pay her to even be on his side. He has to. That's what she does. It was a month ago. She went back and she says, we have to renegotiate our contract. She said that to them. So, you know, there you go. I don't mind Melania being a hoe. She's good. I mean, even she doesn't want to be around this guy. She doesn't want to be around this guy. But in his own words, Donald says this. Crooked Joe Biden. Now, Crooked Joe Biden, I don't know what Joe Biden did that was so crooked. I still, for the life of me, don't understand, because he just took that from Hillary because he can't think straight. Crooked Hillary. So he's calling election interference. He's calling it bias. He's calling her Trump-hating judge because she's doing what she needs to do. And she's upholding the law. So that's what he's doing. So Trump-hating judge. Yeah, he's a Trump-hating judge because this is the motherfucker who did the coup. This dude hates America. I don't know what more to say. He doesn't like our system. Even people, I'm sure people, and my daughter's from Alaska, I'm sure people in Alaska hate Trump. And Alaskan people are very conservative people. But have a good time. I'll text you. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Trump-hating judge gave him only 2 months extension. This is what he wrote. Just what our corrupt, now this is what's going to get me right here. This is what he said. Just what our corrupt government wanted. Our corrupt government wanted. This fool is running for president of the United States, and he has to write what our corrupt government wanted. Yeah, we got a corrupt government. Therefore, I want to be ahead of this corruption. I don't want to miss it. This is a fool who got a mugshot, and he's using it for people to donate to him. Instead of being shamed and embarrassed and humiliated, this fool doesn't know anything about shame, embarrassment, or humiliated. He's going to make money off of his shame and his embarrassment and his humiliation. To Donald Trump. He said, just what our corrupt government wanted. Super Tuesday, I will appeal. You appeal to nobody. You don't even appeal to Melania, you bitch. Whew. Gotta get that out of my head.
Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop. All right. When we come back, I need to take some coffee. I need to wind down. I need to take a deep breath. When we come back, I'm going to tell you something. Pat's here. I'm going to give Pat some questions about she's a tarot card reader. She's more than a tarot card reader. She's a psychic, more than a psychic. She's the best friend to every entity in the spiritual world. They know Pat. In fact, the entities use Pat as a reference when they haunt your house. Well, we got this this certificate saying that we can haunt your house, and it's signed by Pat. And I said, oh, well, it's signed by Pat Overman. Okay, continue haunting my house. Well, I mean, as long as you got the certificate. That's how powerful Pat is. Powerful woman. And right now, it's Tuesday, so that means patty cakes are on sale. Patty's Bakery. I had to do a commercial for your Patty Bakery. Let me see if I can do
it. Oh, you are silly. You are
not. Let me see if I can do a commercial off the cuff. Hello, friends. Do you have a sweet tooth? Are you tired of donut holes? Well, you need to come shop at Patty's Bakery. That's right. We got patty cakes. Cakes for
everyone.
You know,
if I was a baker, everything would be spiked, honey.
There you go. You like those cupcakes? It's full of scotch.
No, no.
You like those brownies? You're going to love those brownies. Yes. You ask us why we have mushrooms in our bakery? Well, you'll find out, bitch. That's right. Patty's Bakery. It's a trip. There you go. And we'll be right back with our main story. Is your Cash App ripping you off? We got other stories we're going to try to do. Three money lessons from infamous scam artists so you know what's going on. And the 20 most fulfilling jobs in America. And I interviewed the top 10 questions that are mind-fucking to you for an interview. These are things that get you back into society. And I'm brought to you by Patty's Bakery.
You are silly.
Don't forget the patty cakes. We'll be right back with more me and less substance. You want substance? Patty's Bakery. For your Kush app. She has a Kush app instead of a Cash app. That's how good she is. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And now a song for you lovebirds.
Conduct game. Never seen bitches running. the train, it ain't the same. After I knock it out the frame, you wonder why just now you start getting brain. I knock him out, poor chickens without a doubt. Clout, ask Nate, this is what I'm all about.
To all you single fellas out there who are lonely and need a good relationship, that's what you need. Yeah, I went out with a lot of bitches. Yeah. You know, I went out with a lot of bitches in my life, Pat. Oh, my God. I love bitches. Bitches, 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 bitches. Hot and cold bitches. They weren't bitches until they went out with me, and then they were bitches. They were nice girls, and then it's like the full moon, like a werewolf, and then all of a sudden, I go, oh, I hear bitch. I hear a bitch yell. That's what it is. That's what it is, Pat. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, it's time to school you. But before we do, I want Pat to let everybody know she has a business and where to get a hold of her. Pat, it's all yours.
SpiritualNiagara.ca. Go into member directory and I'm there.
There you go. And don't forget, Patty's Bakery, Kush Cakes, Kush Cake Tuesday. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yes. When Pat's baking those cookies and those brownies, and she got some yummy gummy. That's what she called it, yummy gummies. They're on sale right now. Go to Pat's Bakery. You can't miss it. It's a Purple Haze store around the corner from you. Pat's Bakery.
You were so full of it.
Pat, you got to get it. You can't make a bakery. Sooner or later, I want to go to Patty Cakes. I want a Patty Cake. Patty Cakes. Patty Cakes, Patty Cakes. Baker's hand. You put them in the oven as fast as you can. Yeah. See, Pat put some love in those cakes. She has a lot of love in those cakes. Three money lessons from an infamous scam artist. Here we go. We're talking about money. We're talking about cash apps. We're talking about where is your money going. This guy is going to give you a lesson. Three money lessons from an infamous scam artist, and we're going to go right to Pat because every day Pat reads me. And we read me because Pat has a business. I want to show you how accurate she is and how good she is. And that's why she reads. I don't know if my cards are going to change every day. Some people was in the studio. Someone in the studio once said, well, you can't read them every day. I don't even know who that person was. And everything. But we can. Cards are the cards. Even if I get the same cards that I did last week, they're still cards. And the reason I do this so you can hear how professional Pat is. That's right.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Patty.
So tell me, why did you say the cards were wrong last night?
I didn't say they were wrong. You got to read what I said.
They're not right all the time.
I said they're not 100% right all the time. That's what I said. They could be 80% right. They could be 90% right, but they're not 100% right. And, you know, like a doctor, you know, Pat, like a psychologist, I don't think they're going to get a good reading if a person who's a professional tarot card reader or tarot card person can read their own shit. I don't think they're objective enough to really read their own shit. I think a lot of fear comes in, and an interpretation can lead to. Yeah,
it does.
So
that's where reading for yourself can be a real hassle.
Right.
And people mistakenly do that all the time.
Right.
Like, you really need an objective book or something to read your own cards, because the fears come out. The all the negatives come out when you're looking. You know what I mean?
Right.
It
may
not be that negative, but
it's
the way you perceive it.
I know what you're going to, in this situation that you're going. Pat is going to have some work done. It is not my job to tell you. I'm like a psychiatrist, you know. People would say, hey, Brian. I go, yes. Hey, Brian. I go, yes. Hey, Brian. I go, yeah. Brian. Yeah. I said, yeah, four times ago. Nah. Brian. I want to tell you something in secret. All right. I'm just having to be on the radio. I can keep a secret, boo. And they tell me things. So, but when I say things, I'll say it in general order, so I don't, you know, let people's, you know, stuff out in the room. Pat's going through some stuff right now. She's been looking at her cards. Her card's not giving her good reading. And so I wanted to say it accurate. It says, and I did say it accurate. Sometimes they're not 100%.
I did get a reading last night.
Oh, you did?
From my cousin. And
how was it?
Because she happens to be in town today.
Right.
And she told me something I really had to think about.
Did she really?
Which was whether I come back or not depends on whether I want to.
I believe in that a lot, Pat. The will to live, the will to fight. I do believe in that. Yes, I do. Do you want to come back?
Well, I got thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I'm not adverse to going at this point.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, I think if it got down to the stay or go kind of situation, before that conversation, I may have just said, you know, fuck it.
Right. Well,
so now that I've talked to her,
right,
it's really changed my view on things.
About meaning you want to live?
Yeah, like maybe I don't want to go out that way.
Right. Who does?
Now.
Heaven could wait. I mean, once you get there, you got an eternity. You only got a short period of time here. You got to make the chaos. You got to help people. There are lost souls who are saying, Pat, how do I get home? Go to the light. Oh, too bright. Give them sunglasses. Go, fool. But, you know, Pat, you told me about the situation, and you told me what procedure that you're going to have. I'm thinking it's not that life-threatening. I don't
it
know.
Is.
Is it really? Because I'm thinking
5 hours?
I was under 12. You know,
yeah.
I'm finding out the normal surgical hours, and I'm not kidding, is 4. They always give you 4. The minimum is 4. I mean, I went in for, you know, colonoscopy. Well, how long is it going to be? 2 to 4. I went in for this, 4 hours, 4 hours. Even my last surgery, how long am I going to be on the table? 4 hours. But they didn't tell me time three. So, yeah, Pat, that's almost
normal. Well, you don't know how long it's going to be with what they're doing.
Well, they're going to take some pictures. They're going to have you naked. They're going to take some pictures, pose with you on Facebook, have a meme of you. You'll be on TikTok. I'm only kidding, Pat.
Oh, you're boy. Going, wouldn't that be fun?
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. I'm going to send my spirit there when you're under. You're going to be with me. Hey, Pat. And then you know what I'm going to do? Hey, Pat, look. You don't know this,
you'll
but they're operating on you.
You'll be asleep when I'm in surgery.
No, my spirit doesn't sleep. My spirit always travels. You know, when I'm asleep, my spirit is always busy. It's traveling to another dimensions, and I'm in the third dimension. But my spirit's going to be there. And I'm going to say, hey, Pat, look. Isn't this this beautiful shop I got? It says Pat's Bakery with patty cakes. And you and I are going to go to work with it. We're at the bakery while you're under. We're going to make a lot of money. We're going to meet some nice entities so they can come back with us. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there. Trust me, I will be there. And then I'm going to have to say goodbye to you because you're going to wake up and say, Pat, you got to go. And you're going to say, Brian, are you coming with me? No, I got to travel. I'm a traveling man. I got travel hours, spiritual travel hours. I got to use them before September.
Uh-huh.
I will. You're going to be okay.
I'm
fear
hoping.
Is, you will. In fact, I pulled up your cards. I'm going to read you because you read me. I'm going to pull up your cards.
Okay.
Don't give away where I get them. Don't give away, but I'm pulling them up. Pat, the first card I pulled up is a judgment card on you. And this one says right here, the deck that I'm reading from, what deck am I reading from? It's the Lotus Tarot card deck. That's what I'm reading from,
okay.
The Lotus Tarot. Okay? And so I pulled up the judgment card. If you want to tell people what the judgment card is, please do, so they understand what I'm going to do or what I'm going to read. Yes.
Rebirth.
There you go. And if you haven't gave birth to a kid before, guess what? You're going to do it again. It's a rebirth. And here's it
or
is.
Or if you haven't died again, you know, you can always come back to rebirth.
Why not? Take a vacation. They call it death. You take a vacation. I got to go back. Well, here's the card. This is how you feel about yourself. You feel that this is an end to an era or at least a certain phase of your life. This is what the card's telling me. You feel that this is the end of the era or at least a certain phase of your life. That's what the cards are saying. You are taking stock and looking where you want to go from here. In your case, maybe life and death.
Mm-hmm.
This ending is not one for regret, but for rejoicing. We rejoice in you. Saluda. Saluda to you, Pat. It's not the ending. It's not a regretful thing. It's for rejoicing. That means Patty's Bakery is going to take off and we're going to franchise it. It's for rejoicing.
You're kind of making a case for me going, you know.
What, dying? I'm making a case for you to die? No! I'm making a case for you to rejoice of life, to live life, and after this is done, you're going to have so much fun. It's going to be, you're going to be drinking wine and having young men feed you grapes and fan you in your little two-piece bikini.
Oh, you've got an imagination.
I do. It's rejoicing. Bring me more wine, little fanboy. And they're going to be off in their little thongs, and you see the little asses bounce back and forth while they bring you the wine. This ending... This ending is not one for regret, but for rejoicing. Soon you will enjoy the rewards for your past efforts. And with any period of ending, Pat, many opportunities will present themselves. And the choice that you make will have far-reaching implications that could change your life dramatically. This is good,
yes,
Pat.
Yes, it could, dear.
Yes.
It
and then I pulled up
permanent.
Another card. Yeah. No, not permanent, temporary. But here's another card. What you want most right now, Pat, and this is a card, it's the High Priestess card. And, Pat, tell me about the Drama Queen card that I pulled up.
That's the intuition card.
Right. Anybody knows?
It's a very good card. It's about being able to see, you know, what's going on around you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, right. And anybody's a high priestess, this is you. You know what I'm talking about, baby. 420, baby. The high priestess. Yeah, baby. You know, this card suggests that what you most want at this time is for a secret to reveal. You must have some secret. I predict that your secret is that you're madly in love with me, and you've been withholding it in, and you've been in conflict. There you go, Patty. Release yourself. Release yourself from your own secret. And it says, you'll be keeping a secret. A secret held deep within yourself or another. Or another. You go within and listen to that still small voice of your heart and instincts. The appearance of high priestesses tells you that the power of the divine feminine is with you. Trust it. Trust your womanly wilds. Oh, boy. And let you loose.
I see.
There you go. There you go, you high priestesses. Yeah, you are. And I got another card for you. It's called Justice. Pat, this is about your fears. What does the Justice card tell me about you?
The Justice card is justified. Oh, justified rebirth. This is not good. What else have you got there?
I have to read this for the audience. She did get the Justice card. There could be agreements or legal affairs that concern you, and you certainly don't want to lose. You feel quite strongly that you are in the right. Stay calm, Pat. Level-headed, and seek sound counsel if you need to. Stay strong, woman. I am woman. Hear me roar. I don't care if they call me a whore. Oh, that's not the words. Never mind. Stop it. Another card. It's
okay,
the Wheel of Fortune card. Wheel of Fortune
change
card.
Change of luck.
There you go. There you go. Well, this is what's going on. This is what is going for you. What is going for you? And you got the Wheel of Fortune. Call it fate, Pat, or call it destiny. But the run of good luck or good fortune you are experiencing or about to experience is mostly not of your doing. Enjoy this time, Pat. Live off the hog. And if you're Jewish, don't eat the pork. If this seems to be a number of positive coincidences happening in your life, this is known as synchronicity. Synchronicity. Go with the flow and trust it, Pat. Yes, that too. Go with the flow, Pat. Trust it. It's a good card. Uh-oh. I got the death card. I pulled out the death card. This is Pat, tell us about the death card.
The death card, when it's with the judgment card, is really not a good combination because it usually means you're going to bite it. So what other cards did you come up with?
Oh, I got, this is almost the last one, but I got to read it. Well, this is what's going against you. There's a period of anxiety. There's going to be a period of depression and fear. With all the turmoil and distressing events happening in your life, it's time to show what you are made of. I am woman. Hear me roar. I will kick you out the door. Yes,
well,
strong woman.
I'm going to show what I'm made of when they open me up, and they're going to see everything I'm made of.
That's true. Well, there it is. It's on the table. And they're going to say, that's good stuff.
They told me, you know what they told me?
What?
Well, we'll have to pin all your organs back.
What?
I'm like, thank you. Huh?
What?
Yeah.
They have to wet your organs back? They have to pinhole it. What is that?
Pin them all back where they belong.
They did the same thing to me. That's what they told me, Pat. We had to put everything on the table, and then we had to put it back in. Go, what? What? Are you kidding
me? No, it's
me.
It's just, no, it's me.
Yeah.
It's just everything's fallen down to the bottom. So.
Well, you know what? You know what they say? They say that.
What do they say?
They say bottoms up. They got to bring them back up. This period of anxiety. Yeah. Well, you're going to be fine. You know, you got great cards here because the death card, it says here, this is a period of anxiety. Yes, it is. Depression. Okay, and fear. All three. You got the trifecta. Facta. Sorry. With all the turmoil and distressing events happening in your life, Pat, it's time to show what you're made of. What has now come to an end leaves room for brand new beginnings in life, love, and career, however radical events may be in your life. Believe that life goes on, and life is what you make of it, Pat. And your last card that I pulled up is the Magician. Pat, tell us what the Magician is.
I have to make up my mind. I have to make up my mind.
Yes. This is the likely outcome. Yeah, Pat. You got to make up your mind. You're going to make up your mind to do the right thing. You go through the surgery. You take care. You're going to heal. And the next thing you know, you're going to be, woohoo, whoopee time. Hello, John. Come to mama, baby.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to be the recipient, right? So.
He will. I will fill you full of hot sleighs with nice butt buttocks. Here you go, Pat. They will fan you and give you grapes and give you wine. Look at the buttocks as they walk away, Pat.
If you're talking about mine, they don't bounce.
They don't bounce. Well, I did pull up the Magician card. This is a period of positive action with great potential. You are full of self-belief. You're feeling very empowered right now and will have the ability to think on your feet. The Magician is an excellent omen for success. It's time to show everyone, Pat, exactly what you're made of. This is it. These are your cards. Pat, they're positive cards. And I am the all-powerful wizard, Hammer.
Yeah, they're going to know what I'm made of, and you got the Death and Judgment card up. Holy shit, what kind of a reading are you giving me today?
I'm giving you good readings. Good
readings. Well, I can debate that, but, you know.
I am all powerful.
No, I don't want to leave John and the kid, and, you know.
I know. You're not going
like,
to.
Like, I don't want to do that to everybody, but, you know, the pull of the great beyond is quite strong.
Right.
It really
is. Well,
it's
always been, well, that's your business. And you are sensitive to it. And you have that energy pull to go towards it. It is part of you. You're going to feel that more than any other human being because that's what you deal with. That's what within you. That's the gift that you have.
I know, but it makes it very hard to say, I'm staying, because it feels so good.
You know what? You're going, one day, yeah, I was going to go to surgery. My cousin who loves me to death, she goes, even if the worst thing happens, you're not going to feel it. You'll wake up in the most beautiful place, and there's Jesus, and there's your friends, and there's everything. So if it does go wrong, you're not going to feel it. You'll just wake up in this beautiful place. But there's some work that you have to do here on earth, Pat. And we all feel that fear. We all think the worst. We do. That's what human beings do. And we fear the worst, and our fears come true. And then sometimes, especially if you're sensitive to the spiritual world and you feel the energy of it, and this is where it could be very interpretive. And if your fears are that great, it can lead you to a false solution or reading, because that's why you don't read yourself. So
no,
your fears.
That's why
your fears,
she read me.
Yeah. Well, your fears are valid.
It's not even a fear at this point, Ryan. You have to understand there's a...
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lack of fear.
Right.
Which is even scarier because, you know, there's no... It's hard to explain. It is exceptionally hard to explain.
I know. Babe, when are you going? You're saying you're going next week for this?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. How long are you going to be in the hospital?
It was a surprise. 5 days.
Okay. And this is going to be a hospital in Canada?
Yeah, Hamilton.
Okay.
It's a bigger city. I didn't want to go here. Are you kidding? These guys are losers down here.
You're going to be
small
fine.
Town doctors, my God, I'm not letting them near me.
You're going to be fine. And when you go to sleep, I will be there in your dreams. I will lead you to the promised land. So when you're in, when they're doing their thing and doing the best and making new patty, I'm going to be leading you away and say, I want you to meet some friends of mine. I made friends with the entities. There's Michael, the fallen angel. There's going to be Peter. There's Gabriel. There's a lot of good guys here. We're partying. We're going to invite you to the feast. It'll be your last supper. And then you're going to wake up and you're going to not going to remember all the great people there. They're going to be all the great people.
No,
I will be there.
I remember stuff.
Well, you'll remember the
stuff.
Good times we had when you were under. It's going to be a hell of a time. You're going to wake up and go, God, Brian, that was a party. That was one hell of a party, babe. Woo-hoo!
I'm hoping to talk to the anesthesiologist before I go.
Oh, I have a I always have a 10-minute conversation with them.
I asked to.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not supposed to have a belly button when I come out of this.
Well, who needs one? I mean, what is
it
good
for? I guess I'll look like a clone then.
Yeah. Hey, check that out. Then you can wear these half shirts and people are going to say, that chick don't have a belly button. And you go, that's damn right. Damn right.
I was
who
thinking
needs
of getting a tattoo.
Why not? Why not?
Of a button.
Why? Yeah, that'd be funny, wouldn't it?
A blue button with, you know, the four holes and the...
Why not?
And in relief, that it'll say clone under it. On the button.
I think that's a great idea. And remember, Pat, next Thursday we got a date. I'll see you after surgery. Well, during surgery. I'm going to let you meet my friends. I made some friends, too, in the afterlife. You're going to
be
fine.
I should be under till about 8-1. I should be under till about 10-year time.
Okay. We're going to be talking at that. We talk on Facebook. But I'm going to be with you. I swear. You don't know the powers that I have. I got friends in high places as well as low places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can feel it in the air, Pat. Yes, I do. I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. What is the song with Phil Collins? I can feel it. Well, anyway. Well, you remember, you like Phil Collins, Pat? You like Phil Collins?
Yeah, I do. And I like that
sure?
song.
Oh, yeah, and the song Like You. And, Pat, we'll be right back with our main subject. Is your Cash App ripping you off? You fools are doing digital wallet stuff, doing Cash Apps, doing all this little crazy foolery. We're going to expose that when we come back. Here you go, Pat. Bill Collins.
I
She'll be fine. Okay, Phil. Enough, Phil. Goodbye. Thank you, Phil. That Phil just won't leave the studio. Three money lessons from scam artists. Oh, but you know what I'm going to do? I don't know if she's listening, but I'm going to channel my Laverne. I'm channeling my Laverne. Okay, I got to channel her. Sometimes she's very stubborn. She doesn't get my spiritual hello. Hello, Laverne. Hello. Sometimes she doesn't pay attention. So I'm channeling my Laverne. And after we do this, I pulled up her card, Laverne's card. Laverne believes in a higher spiritual sense. And I get my Laverne spiritual self together, and I'm going to read Laverne. I'm going to read her cards after we do this. Okay, here's a guy who's telling you about scam artists. Pay attention to this because you numbnuts are doing things you don't even know about, which you should know about. So these are three money lessons from an infamous scam artist. Listen closely. There he is, Mr. Scam Artist himself.
I'm here to share a truth with you. And so I am ready to share my truth. And the truth is, I love scam artists. I mean, I don't love scam artists. I love learning about them. I love reading books about them, watching documentaries about them. I love learning about the teleshopping queen, Bonna Marquis, in Italy. I like learning how to avoid creeps like Simon Levive, you know, the Tinder swindler. I even liked watching both Fyre Festival documentaries the day they came out, and have listened to every single radio edit of every Billy McFarland interview that exists in this dimension. I'm, like, obsessed. And I think we can all learn a lot from scam artists. You know, not like how to live your life or something, but specifically how money functions in our society. So if you're ready to go on this journey with me, today I would like to teach you money lessons from famous scam artists. Yeah. So how did I get here? Well, I'm an artist, you know, minus the scam part. I'm a poet and a filmmaker specifically, and when I started my arts journey full-time over a decade ago, I was unprepared for the amount of grants I'd have to write. Turns out that a lot of being a professional artist is fundraising for your own salary. So I got good at grants. I got so good at grants, I started writing grants for other people. In 1 year alone, through writing grants for folks, running people's fundraising campaigns, supporting mutual aid efforts, I was able to help move $1.3 million directly into the hands of Black trans individuals and organizations. Thank you. I started consulting with philanthropic organizations on the best way to support targeted communities, and I teach reparations frameworks all across the country. So I know why people give money. And honestly, a lot of it is great storytelling, and scam artists are really good at spinning a narrative. Now, the first famous scam artist I'd like to tell you all about is the infamous Elizabeth Holmes. So Elizabeth Holmes, who founded Theranos, was able to rake in about a $9 billion valuation for a product that didn't even work. For those of you that don't remember Elizabeth Holmes because you somehow, I don't know, like missed the competing podcast, the book, the documentary, and the very public trial, let me remind you who she is. So she started Theranos under the premise that they would be creating a device that could read hundreds of medical tests through a single drop of blood. Now, she surrounded herself with government officials, venture capitalists, and a bevy of high-gloss magazine covers. What she did not surround herself with, though, were medical experts as peers, right? And so for many people and for many of them that came close to her, they could realize pretty quickly that what she was selling just wasn't real.
Are your kids in grades 6 to 11? Harvard has made SAT and ACT score submission optional in its admissions process. If they don't require...
And so for most folks, it's very clear that Elizabeth Holmes is a scammer. But have you ever listened to the rationalizations of her funders? That stuff is gold. So out of all of her investors, my favorite interview is one with Don Lucas Sr. So Don Lucas Sr., who gave her millions of dollars, was asked to explain, why did you give her so much money? And so he said, well, her great-grandfather was an entrepreneur. And it turns out the hospital near where her family lives is named for her great-uncle. Yeah, so she was supposedly the best of both worlds and had supposedly learned both medicine and entrepreneurship through osmosis. Another gem of an interview was with Tim Draper. So Tim Draper pushed back against an interviewer who asked, now do you think that Elizabeth Holmes being a family friend of yours had anything to do with you giving her so much money? He scoffed. I mean, he's a professional. He doesn't do trivial things like that. He was the first investor in Tesla and Skype. He just knows who's going to go the distance. And as we know, Theranos tanked horribly and publicly after opening 40 centers at Arizona-based Walgreens locations and endangering thousands of people who got blood tests that the company knew were going to be faulty. A lie we get told again and again is that broke folks are bad at money. It's working class folks who make bad decisions about money. This brings us to our first lesson. People with wealth aren't better at making decisions. They get to make more bad decisions without it hurting them. With the added bonus of being able to cause extensive harm to the people over whom they wield power. When broke folks make bad decisions about money, it only impacts them, not whole ecosystems. Okay? The next famous scam artist I'd like to talk to y'all about is the story of Margaret and Walter Keane. Now, in the 1960s, Walter got famous for painting. But guess what Walter doesn't do? Walter doesn't paint, okay? He steals all of the work from Margaret, right? And these beautiful pieces, known for their resonant features of children with big eyes, were shown off at clubs, at festivals, even at the UN. They made him millions of dollars. He even had celebrity clientele, such as the Kennedy family. Because of the difficulty of being taken seriously as an artist who was a woman, it was easy to erase Margaret from her work. Walter even was able to convince her that this was the best way to get her work seen at all, which brings us to our next point and lesson for the day. In an unjust society, our social identities are often used as markers to decide whether we are worthy of being taken seriously or deserving of financial and other resources. Okay? And when I'm saying other resources, I'm saying sometimes it's money, sometimes it's food, sometimes it's housing, sometimes it's water. The next story that's coming up to me actually is not a scam artist story per se, but a triumph over a scam artist story, if I can diverge just for a little bit. Is that okay?
Yeah?
And so I'm thinking so much about the story of Carlette Duffy. So Carlette Duffy is a black woman based in Indianapolis. And in 2020, she decided that she needed to refinance her home. And so when she did that, she had two appraisal teams come down, and they both undervalued her home extensively, the lowest appraisal being at $110,000. So she had an idea. She took down every picture of her family from her home. She removed every single piece of artwork that depicted black people. She removed all of her hair products, and she called a friend, a white man that news outlets simply referred to as Hank.
Phone charging slowly? This is the fastest phone charger on the market.
There's a 90% chance your phone is already infected with...
Well, don't you know that when Hank stood in for her at the next appraisal, her home went from being worth $110,000 to $259,000? Does that sound like a scam to you? Because it sounds like a scam to me. And in that story, what I think also comes up is how common that scam is, and it is one that's based in redlining practices and white supremacy culture. Now, the next and last scam artist that I would like to share with y'all is the amazing Anna Sorkin, a.k.a. Anna Delvey. Okay? Yeah, so some of y'all are fans, I can tell, okay? Hide your wallets, okay? And so so Anna Delvey pretended to be a German heiress, and she almost every space she went into, she took the New York scene of financial institutions and socialites for a ride that would cost them $275,000. She lived in sprawling apartments. She flew on private jets. She vacationed on yachts. She ate meals that cost as much as my rent. She said she was rich, she looked the part, and so as a result, people felt compelled to give her more money. Think of how ridiculous that sounds. Because she said she was rich, she looked the part, people thought she also needed their money. Whether a gift or a loan, Anna would always promise to pay people back that decided they wanted to help her in supposedly urgent situations when she wasn't able to access her totally fictional but supposedly sprawling fortune. What Anna's story reminds me is this next point. Again, in an unjust system and an unjust society, those who are seen as being able to perform wealth are more likely to get funded than those in actual financial need. Not only is this a gross practice, it's an unsustainable one. In 2014, a study found that overconsumption and economic inequality leads to the collapse of civilizations. While having a lot of wealth may be able to buy you a PR team to make you more likable to the general population, it doesn't make you a more skilled person. It doesn't make you more capable, and it certainly doesn't make you more perceptive about the sustainability of resources. This idea that wealthy people are somehow more deserving is one that is very pervasive and one that many different types of people believe. In this society, because of all the systems we live under, lots of broke folks also believe the idea that they are somehow less worthy than their wealthy counterparts. Scam artists actually know something that most of us in this room would deny or refuse to accept, and that is money doesn't typically come from hard work. Money comes to those who hoard it. Money comes to those who are willing to exploit. Money comes to those who work hard to bury the history of where money comes from. Billions of people live on this planet that work hard every single day that will live and die broke. Money comes to financial institutions like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase, who literally got their start in the transatlantic slave trade and will find themselves in the news every few years for denying loans to the very descendants of the same people they once owned. To big tech giants like Apple and Amazon, who will pay top dollar for a coder behind a desk in Seattle, but will pay darn near nothing for the hands of those that work tirelessly to mine the materials that make our devices function and to deliver our packages cheaply, to living in a society where it is legal to pay both disabled workers and essential workers less than minimum wage. The way we deal with money in this society is the real scam. And while the scam artists that I'm talking about have had their tricks and tools exposed for the whole world to see, there are scams in our faces every single day. So what do I want you to get out of today? I want you to consider that there are scams that we are asked to agree not to see all the time. And I want you to think about in your personal life, in your interpersonal life, and in your greater community life, what are some scams that we are asked to pretend are okay? And understanding that when we do that, we set up a lot of our communities to fail. As an artist, I have the distinct pleasure and joy of helping people to dream possibilities that don't already exist on this planet. So today I'm asking you to dream with me. I want you to dream a possible world in which we delegate resources like money from a place of community care, What do actual ethical practices around money look like? Money in this society is often used to prove morality, competency, wisdom, when really it's just a tool we made up. And we get to decide how we use it, how we move forward with it or without it for the collective good. Thank you.
Tourists. Tourists that turn into scientists. Tourists taking photos that are analyzed by AI. So researchers can help life underwater flourish.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Scam artist. I got scammed.
I know. We all have it one time or another. I mean, right now, California's getting scammed with the oil prices and gas. I know that sounds silly, but we pay more for gas for everything. They call it the winter fuel, the summer fuel, whatever. I know you probably did. What happened to you that you got scammed?
I don't want to talk about it too much. I've lost a few thousand.
I hear you. The title of the show today is Your Cash App Ripping You Off? And here it is. These are 10 terrible cash app scams to know about so you don't get ripped off. Don't fall victim to scam. So I'm going to tell you about the 10 of the most common cash app scams and how to avoid them. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I do. All right, here we go. Number 10. Well, nope, I got to go all the way down. Here we go. Number 10. There's a scam called Cash App Fridays. It's perhaps the most confusing cash app scam there is. Hashtag Cash App Friday. What it comes from is a very legitimate source. The app itself, every Friday, Cash App uses this hashtag to promote its own giveaway program that offers consumer cash prizes. However, others lurking in the shadows have been known to take advantage of this. It's a scam, people. Number 10, Cash App Fridays. Number 9, the romantic promise. You wake up and you realize that you celebrate your 40th anniversary or your 30th anniversary or your 20th anniversary. And then you look at the slob who's sleeping next to you and who's snoring, his stomach, his belly's out, his beard has stuff in it, and he's losing his hair. This is your sexy guy. But you don't look at him. You look at the picture in high school when you first met. What a handsome guy that was. But look what he became. So romance is the biggest scam at all. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm taking this off the thing. I'm not reading it. The most biggest scam in the world is called love. Love is money. Love is a scam. Love is an idea. That's what love is. It's an idea. And you bought into it. And you're willing to pay for it. Number 9, romantic promises. Random people messaging you promise to dote on your hand and foot, but only on Cash App. It's suspicious. I got that the other day. I got a text from some bimbo chick. Hey, Bob. Hi, this is Mia. Remember we met last night? I got those texts the other day. They're called romantic promises. Do you ever have those, Pat? Did you get one of those?
No.
I told her to go fuck herself. And I went 10% after that whole death fuck herself. Thank you. I don't know who they're messing with. Number 8. And you're talking about these Cash App apps that are scamming people. Number 8 is called fake payment scams. These are one of these things that somebody's selling something. Somebody reaches out letting you know that they're interested in an item and will provide payment via the Cash App. Only you don't receive the money. The scammer then gaslights you into believing that they, in fact, sent it. The money, they sent the money twice, and they coerce you into refunding them with real money, except they never paid you in the first place. It's called the fake. I guess older people will get scammed on this because older people, the baby boomers, have that trust thing going on, that everybody's innocent until proven guilty, which is bullshit. It should be everybody's guilty to be proven innocent. If everybody started thinking you're guilty until you prove to me that you're innocent, I think we got a better world. People won't get hurt or get ripped off or things like that. I really believe that. You're guilty until you prove to me that you are not a shithead, an asshole, or a scammer. That's how it should be. I think so.
The baby boomer is just dying.
I know. Number seven. This is called flips or money circles. I've never heard of this. When we think of flip, we may be thinking of flipping houses, as in buying a house for a super cheap, renovating, and then selling it for more. That's cool. That's not scamming, because you'll make a profit doing that. That's cool. Well, the same thing happens among the Cash App scammers. This kind of scammer will ask you to send money in return for a larger sum. For instance, I'll turn your $10 into $50. They'll let you know. And it says, sounds too good to be true? Right, because it absolutely is. If anyone is asking you to send them money first, it's a safe bet that is a total sham. I don't know anybody on this planet that will say that or do that, to send money to somebody they don't know. I don't know anybody. Apparently, it's number seven, so that tells me these are millennials. Millennials are shitheads. We could do without the millennials. Millennials are shitheads. That's what I say. So apparently, that is what's going on. If you ever have a millennial, you might as well put a gun, you got a loaded gun to your head. Number six. The fake carnivores program, okay, it's number six, it made number six. This is particularly awful that anyone would even think to take advantage of the current global health crisis, but alas, here we are. Some scammers will actually message you, offer you a grant or a relief program in the wake of a COVID-19. Maybe it's in the form of a COVID-19 lottery or some type of coronavirus relief giveaway. Like, example, hey, you're vaccinated. Congratulations. You just won some money. That's number six, the fake coronavirus program. We are talking about idiots and scammers. Is your Cash App ripping you off? And they're using these Cash Apps to get to you. And you're still falling for the bullshit. You're falling for the bullshit. And here we go. You know what? I think I just lost it. Okay, I'm back. Number five. If this ever happened to you, asking for your Social Security number, again,
no.
A hard no. Really, I think older people fall for this. They ask for your Social Security number. The second someone asks you for your Social Security number, you close the app. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-mm. There are lots of scams happening on similar apps. Emma Gordon, founder of USSalvageYards.com. The first scam is to scam people out of money by asking them about information on their Social Security number. Don't do it. This can lead to identity theft, which you don't want. The second scam is to have a fake account or a person asking for money. This is a form of identity theft as well. We're trying to make sure you are safe as possible. Don't do it. Number four. Oh, I like this one. In order to claim your money, you have to pay first. Well, this is an immediate red flag. So if you want money or old money, and yet you have to deposit some money first in order to claim it, that's a hard no. Maybe you thought it might seem intuitive. I can't even say it. Intuitive, I'm sorry. It might seem intuitive. Plenty of people fall for it on a daily basis. Don't do it. Don't have some numbnuts call you or text you and say, hey, you've been owed some money, but you have to send me some money first so we can get out to you. Stop it. Just stop being a moron. Number three, getting random deposit first. No way it's a scam if you receive a deposit first, right? Wrong. I randomly received $1,000 in my Cash App out of the blue one day. This Cap App user, Kevin Nguyen, says, this is quite common. This is a common scam I heard of before. This best approach, to my knowledge, is to simply ignore it and report it to the company as a potential scam. The money could have come from an illegal, illegitimate source, and withdrawing it may cause problems down the road. I'm going to have a person who works at the bank come on and tell you about that one, because that's what's going on right now. And again, these are people who are ripping you off using Cash App, selling too good to be true items. Cash App is not a marketplace for selling goods. Yet another popular Cash App scam is to sell expensive products on the platform, things like concert tickets, apartments, or even dogs. If someone promised you a type of dog, a type of goods in exchange for payment on a Cash App, get out quickly. Don't be a dumb fuck. There's a lot of dumb fucks out there, and you see the dumb fuckery all around every day. They're doing dumb fuckery. You don't be a dumb fuck. And I mean, you have an app called Dumb Fuck, and there's a lot of people on it, and they don't even know why they're on it, because they're dumb fucks. I'm going to tell you something. I was aware, you know a dumb fuck when you see a dumb fuck, because a dumb fuck always look around like a tourist. They always are looking around like tourists, and those are the ones you spot the dumb fucks. So this Cash App is not a marketplace for selling goods, yet another popular Cash App scam is to sell expensive products on the platform, things like concert tickets, apartments, or even dogs. If someone promised you some type of good in exchange for payment on a Cash App, abort it. Peer-to-peer money transfers like Cash App has become extremely susceptible to this scamming trend, since scammers know that there's no buyer protection included in the app. And there is no buyer protection included in the app. And the number one Cash App scams is the number one. Pretending to be customer support or a company representative.
Oh, yeah. This
That's
is Visa,
the number one.
Or this is so-and-so.
Yeah. And it's almost too easy. Cash App scammers will often try to impersonate other customer support or some other company representative in order to seem legitimate. They'll reach out to you through either text, phone call, or even a direct message. Last year, according to a customer, they said they made the unfortunate decision to keep a hefty amount of money in the then-popular Cash App. Alex Mustin, CEO and founder of Homegrounds, tells Parade, eventually I forgot about the money until one day a representative of the Cash App, they called him.
What did they say?
It was technical support. They said that they were technical support. They called me and wanted to help make use of the money deposited in my account. Naturally, I did not think much of the situation. I let the caller guide the way on how to transfer out the money. It's important to note that Cash App doesn't offer any live customer support whatsoever. The only customer service Cash App offers is support to a chat system. So if someone is contacting you about your balance or your uses of app in general, off the app is a total red flag. Don't do it. After giving some details to the parent representative, all my deposited money from the account suddenly disappeared. The caller had my number blocked, and that's it. When it all made sense to me, I've been scammed by someone claiming to be a Cash App representative. A hefty amount was lost, and even as I emailed customer support, they took days to respond, eventually freezing the account. I would advise users to understand that Cash App only has an automated customer support chat system, so any other real-time call has to be a scam. There you go. Those are the 10 mistakes people make, terrible mistakes that Cash App scams should know about, so don't get ripped off. There you go. And you heard it here. You know? And people are out just trying to rip you off. It's just a shame. You know that? It's just a shame. You know, motherfuckers out there, you're just trying to make a living and they're trying to steal shit from you. It's a damn shame. When we come back, I found out that Laverne is not home right now. She's out shopping. So I won't read her horoscope or the tarot cards because she's not available. But when we come back, Pat, you know, it's just a pandemic. A lot of people are out of jobs. They did what they could. Now they got to go back to work, and they're looking for jobs. They're looking for a good company. You won't believe, Pat, 10 mind-fucking job interview questions that they ask you. 10 mind-fucking job interview questions that they ask. Oh, when we come back, like, does Pat really put real sugar in her bakery goods? It's stuff like that. So when we come back.
What the heck?
Yeah. Hey, Pat, we're going viral, man. I mean, you got a lot of orders in Italy. Patty cakes are going up in the stock. They love patty cakes.
You're so full
of
poop.
So when we come back, you got to make that bakery happen. 10 mind-fucking job interview questions. These are people going out for a job, and they're going to ask these motherfucking questions, and they're there to fuck your mind up. They're going to fuck you up just for an interview. They're going to fuck you up. And when we come back, we're going to give you those 10 questions. I'm here with the infamous and the famous and the sexy and soon-to-be makeover, Pat Oberlin. Yes. Pat, do you have another song? It's on you. Do you have another song that you'd like to hear during, since we're going to take a little break, just a two-minute break?
Wild is the Wind by Bowie.
Okay. By Bowie?
Yeah.
Bowie.
Wild
what was the name of the song?
Wind. Wild is Something the Wind.
Wild is the Wind?
Yeah.
Wild is the Wind. Wild is the Wind by Bowie. All right, I got to send this to my Patty. I'm going to send this to you, Pat. Hello, everybody.
Okay.
I'm the DJ. I'm Hammer. You're listening to Hammer 96.7. And we play the hits where most people like to hear. The hits with the most. That's right. The hits will give you fits because we play them so good. And we play them all the time. And we loop them. You will go crazy if you don't listen to this show. That's right. We have a pretty little girl out there in Niagara Falls, Niagara Falls, Canada. She's going under some situations that we know she's going to come out okay. But we're going to play a little song that she requested called Wild is the Wind by David Bowie. You know Bowie as we know Bowie. And oh boy, we'll put her mind at ease. I know this woman. She's a good woman. Very good woman. Good to everybody. Good to her cat. Good to her dog. Even to her pet.
Yeah, I'm
very good
to my cat.
She's good like that. And now, Pat, this goes out to you at 96.7 FM along with the Hammer. You're listening to David Bowie. Wild is the Wind, baby. Wild is the Wind. Get a little Brucey here, but that goes out to Pat. There you go. Patty, 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 Patty. Is this the beautiful Laverne? I thought she was gone. Laverne, you Laverne? Hello, Laverne.
Yes.
I think.
Hey, hello, Fred. Hello, Brian.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, there you are.
And I was gone, baby, but when I got back in, I decided to see and catch the rest of the show.
Oh. You know, I love you, kid. I love that kid. She's a nice kid. She's a good kid. And just for that, I pulled up your cards, Laverne Verney. Would you like me to read you?
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Let me channel my spirits. Okay, let me go. I'm going to shuffle these cards. Ooh, I'm going to try this. Okay, I am reading from a deck that's called... I don't even know what this is from. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, here we go. I'm reading from the deck called Lotus Tarot. I think I'm going to change up on my Laverne Verney, and I'm going to go mystic on her. What do you think? What do you think?
Why not?
Let's go mystic on her. Okay, so let's go back here, and I'm going to go here because I'm going to give her some good stuff. Good stuff. Nothing but good stuff. I got the right stuff.
Not like
here.
Mine, eh?
You had good cards.
I didn't know you
really
could pick and choose.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that you can switch from deck to deck?
Yes. But when you said, I'm going to give her some good stuff, I didn't think that you could pick and choose what the how the cause may fall.
No,
oh,
you
I,
can't.
I didn't. I didn't, but they were good cards.
Oh,
they
were
good cards.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's full of shit.
Okay. They were. When you open up that restaurant. Here we go. Okay. I must have complete silence, please, so I can channel my entities and my spiritual self. Okay, got her. And then take her on to find Laverne's soul. It's always flying around looking to enlightening people like a fairy. Here we go. We are reading from this deck here called the Mystic Deck. I've never used these cards before, but I have my guidance, my tarot card guider, Pat, with me, so I know I'm safe. Pat, I am reading the lovely Laverne, and the first card I pulled up is called Temperance. Please tell us what Temperance is about.
Temperance?
Yes.
Temperance is good timing, good combinations. It's also balance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a good card.
Well, this is how, according to this deck of cards, how you feel about yourself, Laverne. You feel a need for harmony and balance in your life. And indeed, you're starting to feel that some peace has already been restored. If you have been through some tough times, such as a breakup of a relationship or financial problems, peace will be restored. However, if you are still experiencing problems, this is a time for calm, careful control, and patience, and you will soon have a sense of normality again. Yeah, nice one. Now, I pulled up another card about what you want most right now. I pulled up the Tower. Pat, tell us about the Tower.
The Tower can be a lot of things. It's usually the breakdown of the old and the beginning of the new, but it can be very disruptive.
Ah, the Tower.
So, yeah, it may not be a good moment, but it usually passes with something better coming after.
Oh, okay. Well, Laverne, you're probably looking for an easy solution to a difficult problem. Now, I am a difficult problem, and there's no easy solution. You must love me. That's it. That's the answer. So it's written, so it be done. Difficult. You're probably looking for an easy solution to a difficult problem. You know, however, in life, turmoil and upheaval often brings about positive change, just not quite as we would like it. Seize the opportunity, Laverne. That is forcing change as a chance for a new beginning. Yes. I think that's good. I pulled up another card, Pat. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Pat, I pulled up the World. I'm giving Laverne the World. Please tell us about
new
the World.
New opportunities.
Wow. I'm going to go on your fears, Pat. This is your fear. You're afraid, Pat.
What's that?
I mean, Pat, I'm sorry. Pat, get out of my cards. Sorry.
Okay.
Your entity is your spiritual self, always butting into my spiritual world. Okay, there you go.
Don't break the energy cycle, Brian.
I know. She's my guardian angel, though. So she's watching over me to make sure that the spirituality is balanced. Okay, here we go, Laverne. It's the World. Again, you're afraid of something. You're afraid of taking action, and you lack the confidence of willpower. But this is the time to be positive and to be proactive, to prevent loss of momentum, delays, and stagnation. Completion and success is only a step away. Don't give up. Lose heart or change direction when you are so close to the finish line. So, bottom line, there's some adversity going on, and it's hard, and sometimes it's confusing, but don't give up. Don't lose heart, and a change of direction when you are so close to the finish line. Don't change direction. You're so close to having what you need. There you go. And I pulled up another card for you, Laverne. Uh-oh, Pat.
What's that?
I pulled up the Judgment card for Laverne. Pat, tell us
about
the judgment card.
Okay, that's a personality change. That's a rebirth of a personality usually. So usually they're going through a change, and the new personality comes out at the end of it.
There you go. And this is what's going for you, Laverne. This is what's going for you. This is a good thing. This was, you got brand new potential here. You have an opportunity which, once given, must not be ignored. There's a new project or decision or relationship that could affect the rest of your life. All are indicated here. So you may be going through all that, a new project, a new decision, a new relationship. And it doesn't have to be boyfriend or husband. It could be friends. It could be family. It could be relationship. And there's some kind of decision that you're going to come to make in that relationship that could affect the rest of your life. So take your time. Think it out. And hope you work it out. You will enjoy success, though, and the enjoyment for the past efforts. The events will pick up a pace, and the outcome will be quicker than expected. How's that, Laverne? Yeah.
I like that reading. The whole reading.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you got some good stuff here. Going back to my guardian spiritual tarot card reader on my shoulder, I pulled up the death card. Please tell Laverne what she's in for. Sounds like a game show. What if she won? Well, you won death. Go ahead, Pat. The death card.
What?
Major
death
card
changes.
I pulled up.
She got the death card too? What's going
yes.
on with you today?
I don't know. Dang. Because, well, the death card is major changes. And this is what's going against you. This is what's going against you. We cannot all have happiness and things. There always has to be something that you must challenge you and your soul that you must overcome. So this is what's going against you. This is a period of anxiety, Laverne. This is a period of depression and fear. With all the turmoil and distressing events happening in your life, it's time to show what you're made of. What has now come to an end leaves room for brand new beginnings in life, love, and career. However, radical events may be in your life. Believe that life goes on, and life is what you make it. That's your reading of your death card. And we got one last one. So it's a positive. The last one that I pulled up, and she is, Laverne has always been a star. It's called the Star Card, Pat. Tell us what she wants.
Oh, hope and faith. Hope and faith.
Yes. There you
that
go.
Can also be a prayer card for religious people.
There you go.
That the prayers
got
are
the
going
star.
To come true.
Yeah, Laverne, the star. We're going to end it that way. This is a time of good luck and fortune, Laverne. Perhaps after a period of struggle and heartache, you're going to get the good luck and you're going to get the fortune. You're going to get good health. Possibly after a time of illness, and good fortune will give you a zest, a new zest in life. If you're considering a new love affair, I am available. But it doesn't say it in the cards, but I'm just saying there's an opening. I'm just putting my cards up. But if you are considering a new love affair, or a new job, or a career change, or travel, go for it. I suggest California. But who knows? You may also receive a gift or gifts today. Somebody's going to give you a gift or some gifts. That's what it is. And that is the reading for Laverne. We leave her at your star. Thank you for the hammer reading, and thank you for the real psychic, Pat Overlin. Thank you very much.
Well, thank
there you
both.
Go, Laverne. Oh, what do you think?
Yeah,
thank you.
You are so welcome. And I will put away these cards because they are very precious to me. We have learned about scamming. We have learned about, this is one thing I'm going to read to you. You know, I don't believe this, but, you know, when you go for a job, and a lot of people during the pandemic, you know, they started doing their home thing. They found out it didn't work, so they had to find themselves in the job market again. And these are the 10, and these are, I'm reading it just like it says, 10 mind-fucking job interview questions. These are the questions that they try to blow your mind. 10 questions. Number 10. Here it is. A windowless room has 3 light bulbs. You are outside the room with the three switches. Huh. Each controlling one of the light bulbs.
Okay.
If you can only enter the room one time, how can you determine which switch controls which light bulb? I'll read it again because the Vernie's here and Pat is here.
Yes.
It's a windowless room. There's no windows in this room, but it has three light bulbs. Now, you're outside the room with three switches. Each one of those switches controls one of the light bulbs. If you can only enter the room at one time, how can you determine which switch controls which light bulb? Ah.
Well, it's logic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. These are the questions they're going to ask you. Do you know?
So they want you to be a mechanical engineer as well as other
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Exactly. Figure things out. And there are just 10 of the many mind-fucking questions. Here's another one. So you're in an interview, and all of a sudden I'm in my suit and tie, and a guy says, teach me how to make an omelet. That's a job interview question. Teach me how to make an omelet. Number 8. You are stranded on a desert island and you could bring 3 items. What would they be and why? I will give that question to you, Laverne, you're stranded on a desert island. You could only bring 3 items. What would they be and why? Why, Laverne? What would they be?
Okay.
Only 3.
I'll say a match starter, a fire starter.
Mm.
A machete.
Mm-hmm. Those 3.
And, wait a minute, one more.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say a tent?
Yeah, you can bring your tent. Why not?
Okay.
Now, I have to ask you, why are you bringing a tent? It's kind of cumbersome. Why are you bringing a tent?
For shelter.
Okay. Why are you bringing a matchbox or a matchbook?
To start a fire.
What, are you going to burn this shit down? I'm going to burn this island down. I'm tired of this. I've been on this damn island. I'm going to burn it down. Burn, baby, burn.
La la.
I'm going to go Compton on this island's ass. Okay. And your other one? And your other reason?
And my machete is to kill, to hunt food.
Ah, of course. Why are you setting fires on the island? You're going to kill every living thing that's trying to run away and get off that island. Well, that's very nice, Laverne. That is nice. You do need food for sure. You do need fire, hunting for food, and a tent for shelter. Pat, your turn. You're on a desert island. What 3 things are you going to bring?
A tarp.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a shovel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your 3rd thing? You can bury some dead bodies.
No, I'd bring water.
One
you can live without a lot of stuff, but not water.
Yeah. Well, you got yourself a turf.
But if you're on a desert island, Pat, if you're on a desert island, isn't at least one side is of water?
No.
Yeah.
You can't drink that water.
You can't boil it?
No. It's salt.
Because she doesn't have your fire, Laverne. You have the fire. You're on the other side of the island.
You have to
go all the way over there
desalinate
to boil
the
that water.
Water. No,
so
if you drink salt water, you get really sick, honey. Even if you boil it.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So
hey,
you
have one more thing.
We want to hear you.
All
yeah,
I need
really.
Is one thing. All I need is one thing.
What?
A book, How to Get Off of This Motherfucker Desert on a Stranded Island. Okay, page 10. I'm mistaken.
You know what? You know what? I wasn't even thinking, because if we could bring some, we could have brought a boat, couldn't we?
Yeah. That's what I would bring. Okay, chapter 1, Builds a Fire. Now you're on your way out of here. That's what I would bring. Yeah. Here's number 7. If you could be an animal, what would you be and why? Vernie, if you could be an animal, what would you be and why?
I'm going to say I would be a dolphin. Because
okay.
Dolphins are intelligent creatures.
Right. And okay, and they're smart. Yeah, you're right. That's a good one. And Pat, same question. If you could be an animal, what would you be and why?
Pardon? I'm sorry. If you could be an animal.
Oh, it's okay. If you could be an animal, what would you be and why?
Cat.
You'd be a cat. And
a
why
type
would
of
you
cat.
Be a cat? Okay, what type of cat would you want to be?
I'd likely want to be a wild one.
Oh, of course. I would have guessed it, Pat. I want to be a kitty. I want to be a wild kitty. I want to be out there at night going, meow. I'm in heat. Meow. Where's the boy?
But cat got to say why, too, now.
Yeah, why? Why a cat?
Why a cat?
Yeah.
Well, because they've got a lot better body than I do.
Well, cats are very
spiritual.
If you have
to be an animal, I'd want to be something flexible and mobile. And
something flexible. Wow. Okay, cat's good. I guess I could be an eagle. I guess I'll be an eagle. I like to soar.
You
like
said
to,
animal.
Look. Oh, eagle's not an animal? Okay, let me.
No, it's a bird.
How about a platypus? Is a platypus an animal?
Yep, a weird one.
Yeah. I'm going to be a weird one. Oh, my God. You're already bullying me. You're shaming my animal. Yeah, it was a weird one.
They're marsupials, too.
I want to be a platypus. Nobody talks about the platypus. Nobody gives a hell about the platypus. You rarely see a platypus. Just leave me alone. I'm a platypus. You go, weird one.
But Brian, you know what? She just brought them to my attention because a dolphin isn't an animal either.
True.
It kind of is.
Is it? It's
it kind of
dolphin's
is.
A mammal. Is it?
It
an
is
animal?
A mammal.
But is a mammal an animal?
Yes.
No. I thought mammals was.
Warm-blooded, air-breathing.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, then. If that's the case, then I'll stick with dolphin.
Yeah, that's an animal.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to warn you guys right now, I'm starting to vape. So.
I know. Well, go ahead. It's vaping time. Go ahead. Smoke them if you got them. We're almost at the end of our show. This is where we break out the illegal drugs. So if you do have your illegal drugs right now,
they're
use
not
them.
Illegal.
Nope, vaping is not illegal. And here's another one. Here's another question right here. It's like, how many gas stations are there in the 50-mile radius up here? Okay, forget this. How many months have 28 days? How many months have 28 days? That's
one.
A good one.
One.
Yes, I say one, too. You're out. And which one is that? That's what it is.
February.
Yeah.
February.
Yeah, baby. Here's a hard one. We don't have to answer it because I would get bored of it. A train leaves San Antonio for Houston at 60 miles per hour. Now, a train is – now, we're not allowing Pat to drive the train in the condition she is doing. It's very disturbing. What's going on with that engineer? He's vaping, sir. She's vaping. Why is the train going backwards? I don't know.
Did I ever send you around Christmas time that comedy act where they're stuck at the stop sign and the cop comes?
Oh, Cheech and Chong?
No, this is SCTV. It's a Canadian show.
Oh, really?
Show.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying, well, we're waiting for the light to turn. They're at a stop sign. Have you been smoking? No. And, you know, the smoke coming out of the car. And he finally says, well, we're going to do a sobriety test. He gives them a kazoo. And she starts laughing.
Oh.
So
oh, I haven't seen that one. I love Second City. Oh, I love Second City. Well,
that was a really old one.
It's still funny. It doesn't matter how old it is. It's still funny. You know, I never got into this, but I have to read it. Okay, Laverne and Pat, you're on a train together, so this is for both of you. Your train leaving San Antonio for Houston at 60 miles per hour. Now, San Antonio is in Texas, but is leaving San Antonio for Houston, Texas at 60 miles per hour. Another train leaves Houston for San Antonio at 80 miles per hour. Houston and San Antonio are 300 miles apart. If a bird leaves San Antonio at 100 miles per hour and turns around and flies back once, it reaches the Houston train and continues to fly between the two. How far will it have flown when they collide? Okay, forget that. Even that question hurts my head. It really does. Here's one. Pat, if you were a superhero, what would your superpowers be? What would your superpowers be if you were a superhero?
The ones I have already.
And what are they?
Being able to see things.
Ah.
I wouldn't trade that.
Good. And Laverne, if you were a superhero, what would be your superpower?
My superpower would be love.
Ah.
The one thing you don't believe in.
I don't. It's an idea, but I believe in you. And the idea of you being so beautiful and so loving and so kind and so nice, I believe in that. So I bought into that idea. There you go.
Caught.
I think that's nice. I did. If I had a superpower, what would it be? The worst one, I think the worst superpower is reading people's minds. That has to be the worst superpower of all.
Why?
I couldn't do that. Oh, no. Oh, can you imagine you're in a grocery store and you're reading people's minds and the conversation that people are keeping in their heads and what they're really talking about you?
It happens to me all the time.
No.
Oh, that would be awful.
That's how
you?
I grew up, Brian.
Wow.
I couldn't turn it off.
Seriously?
Until my 20s to be able to turn it off.
Wait, Laverne said something to you. What was that, Laverne?
No, it's in the text. If Peck can could read, or anybody could read people's minds, and like you say, you're in a grocery store or a setting where there's a lot of people, well, you don't have your thought. You don't have any thought.
Yeah, you do.
How can you have thoughts when you're listening to everybody else?
Well, you know.
That's a good,
multifunctional, right?
That's a good point.
You get multifunctional.
Wow. Yeah, but you're reading so many different, you're in that setting, like you could be on a subway or whatever, and you can
have six or seven people. The loudest ones are the closest ones. Sometimes some people are loud and some people are quiet. It depends on their frequency.
And
it's
you
like
had this
being a radio. You can tune into certain frequencies.
And
does
tune
that make
certain
sense?
Things out. Well, yeah. Yeah, people tune things out automatically.
We can do that. We can do that. We all of us should be able to turn into different frequencies. You know, we have
true.
That capability. Yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense.
If you could read my mind, love, where to tell my thoughts to tell. There you go. I wouldn't want to do it. My super strength would be being invisible would be mine.
Really?
Now, before you get all dirty and naughty, before you get all dirty and naughty and stuff like that, I think that's the best crime-solving thing you could be, you know what I mean? That you can solve crimes and you get the clues and you can, you know, I think it would be being invisible. But is that really a superpower? Because it's still, repel someone. You're just, okay, you hurt my feelings. I'm going to fade away now. Bop, I'm gone. You can't see me, but I can hear you.
Yeah, they can still touch you.
Not if I'm invisible. Yeah, maybe they could.
Yeah.
That would be creepy. Goes, what's
even
poking me down there?
If you're invisible, you would exist. You'd have to disincorporate yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's not a good idea. Knowing Pat, if I was invisible, she'd roll me up and smoke me in a vape. Sorry, Brian, it was you. You were invisible.
I was thinking of trying to have my way with you.
What's that? Laverne, were you saying?
No, I'm laughing because you said, well, maybe that ain't a good one.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a good one. I don't
it
know.
Isn't.
Okay.
It isn't.
Okay. My superpower would be invincible. I have invincible skin. You cannot penetrate me.
Yeah, and what if you needed a needle for something?
But why would I need a needle for anything? I'm invincible.
That's true.
Invincible, don't that mean you'll live forever?
Yeah, that's the hard part, you know? I didn't think of that one. Damn! You guys are messing up my superpowers. I don't know. I have to come back to that. Enjoy my superpowers. Wow. Decisions there. That's it. Those are some of the 10.
You forgot about, like, flying. You could be a fly. You could fly. You might swim like a dolphin or fish.
Flying, I don't know. I'll get bored. I would like something that I could actually fight back with. Like a super fun. See, being invisible or something like this, you're not really fighting back or helping anything. You just go, well, I'm out of here.
Well, what about super strength?
Super strength, yes. Okay, I will go with that. I will go with super strength so I can protect people. I will go with that. Thank you. So those are the 10 mind-fucking job interview questions, and that's how it was right there.
That's craziness.
Yeah, we talked about scamming. That's it. That's all we have, folks. Let me see. What's that? We got 3 minutes. Oh, we only got 3 minutes left. So 3 hours for 3 minutes. That sounds good. I want to thank the lovely Ebony Queen, of course, Laverne Verney. I want to thank her for coming in. It's always a pleasure hearing her voice. It's a very nice voice, very calming. You feel safe with Laverne. I mean, if Laverne was on a Titanic and everybody was screaming and everything, Laverne would just be sitting there going, now calm down. That's it. Don't y'all worry about it. Ladies and children first, and I'll be the first one on that boat. But I'm fine. Knowing that I would be one of the first. Yeah, I'm running around and you're going, Alan! That's me. Boo, we haven't even took off yet. Well, I'm just afraid of both. But, yeah. You know, I like to, pose myself as a superhero. But if that boat is sinking and they said, okay, let's have women and children first, that baby is not going to make it. I'm taking that baby seat. I'm sorry. I mean, you've only been in this world for 3 years? I mean, come on.
Will you take the baby seat or the old lady seat?
I'll take the baby seat. I mean, he's only been in this world for a small period of time.
You take the old ones, Brian. You take the old ones.
Why would I take the old ladies? Oh, no,
because
I feel so bad about that. Yeah.
It's almost time anyhow.
It's almost time. I would have to. I'm not a woman and babies first guy. It's me. At that point, I might even think about becoming a transgender if you're going to look like women and children first. I'm going to go in the bathroom and say, hi, I reckon myself as a woman. Where's my seat? And Laverne will be out at me. Hey, Brian, you ain't a woman yet. Laverne.
I sure would.
You come over here sitting in Brian's seat, old lady. Brian's not no transgender. Laverne.
And then you can say, you wait till we get back to the States because I'm going to report you. You ain't call me by my right gender or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I can see him trying on the dresses right quick.
That's right. Brianna's going to make it. Brianna's going to make it. Laverne will out me. We're not having no foolishness going on in this trip. I want to thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you for coming in. And I want to thank the lovely
problem.
Pat. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. The morning crew, everybody. Thank you for coming
You're
in.
Welcome.
And don't forget Pat Bakery called Patty Cakes, the best cakes in Canada. All right. Pat,
you're going to have people believing that pretty soon.
We're going to make a fortune with patty cakes. Trust me. Get the Purple Haze candy. It's a bestseller of patty cakes. I will be on tomorrow, which is Wednesday. That's it. We'll have a good show. I want to do something.
Okay, what time tomorrow?
7:30. Same. I'm trying to get in here at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
And we're going to go over some tomorrow. I want to get into some what do you call those conspiracy theory thing? We're going to hit one of them. I want Laverne to have an interest in one of the stories we're going to do. We'll get in the side of the main subject is getting inside of a serial killer. I still am fascinated about the gene of the serial killer, so inside the mind of a serial killer tomorrow. Pat is going to, then I want to get into ghost stories, real life ghost stories tomorrow too that are really happening. And if I can involve Pat into it and identify an entity, see if Pat can identify this entity. And who knows, I'm going to try to contact the entity tomorrow. Hello, entity. Hello. Hello.
That's not my strong point. That's mediumship.
Well, you know what? We got you, kiddo, and that's what counts.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you that's not one of my better ones.
Oh, it's okay. You know, we make a mistake, and you let an entity come through. I mean, with the harm. You know what I mean? With the harm.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I know. They're going. I'm gonna miss that show.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs>
I'll be listening, but something's going to go wrong. I'm going to be listening. All right, guys. I'm going to leave you with this song with Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind, because Pat can read minds.
Yeah,
have a
I
great
do.
Day, you guys. Love you guys.
You too. Bye.
Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet,
I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartache comes, the hero would be me. Hero on the page. You won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take.
Reserved his Uber ride months in advance.